This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
The voice did say, a Jerry Christmas is near, so get on the way. The voice did explain in a timbre so clear that at Dan Electro's guitar bar, great entertainment would appear. Spoken word would start out the night, and then music would play for everyone's delight. The lineup included Run Over Twice, Guy Schwartz and his Hippies, and I thought that would be nice. But not to stop there, Country Store Buffalo and the Psychedelos would play. The blues of Sonny Boy Terry and the Sideshow Tramps would pave the way. For A Dance Without a Backbone by Zoa and Friends, it was then I realized that nothing else could continue. So why the great party and what do I remit? Why a $15 cover? It's a KPFT benefit. So I sprang to my feet and out the door I flew to 1031 East 24th Street, just south of the Loop. The doors were at 7, there was no time to waste. It's a deadbeat production with some help from spare change. I was halfway there, driving down North Main, and then the message concluded with this happy refrain.
We wish you a Jerry Christmas. We wish you a Jerry Christmas. We wish you a Jerry Christmas. And a happy Bob Weir.
90.1 KPFT Houston.
A lot of you don't know that Mel Torme, that he happened to write one of the most beautiful Christmas songs that ever was written.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Incidentally, I wrote that, you know, with Bob Wells.
Yes.
And just this year, kind of to celebrate Christmas, I wrote a brand new verse. Would anybody care to hear it? All through the year we waited, waited through spring and fall, to hear silver bells ringing and winter time bringing the happiest season of all. And I wish Judy Garland would sing the chorus in her own time.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose,
Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's load of lots of gifts and toys are in his sleigh. And every modest child is gonna spy to see if rainbows really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Oh, it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Shall we have a go at some old English, shall we?
Yes.
Love and joy come to you, and to all your loved ones too, and God bless you and send you a happy new year, and God send you a happy new year.
Savior's birth. Long Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Houston, Galveston, and the world, welcome to the historic 12th of December, 2009. My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the longest running one, as a matter of fact. I've got an anniversary coming up next week.
Oh, goodness.
Which means I will have been a producer of this show since 1991, 18 years.
Wow. And I'll be Wes Laverne, the newest one.
Yes.
Yes, very much so.
How's everyone doing?
And you know, technically, I think I've made my 1 year sitting at the board.
Yes, you have, at least.
Yeah, because I started doing this, started sitting in this chair about this time last year.
Because I was out running around.
Yeah, you were.
To pick up tow trucks, and you were putting on choral music while I was out of the room.
Yep.
Uh-huh. I sure was.
I think you planned that. You had the car towed, so I'd have to leave.
Well, whatever works.
That's all right. I still got a couple more Saturdays. I'll do a full one of all choral music again.
So, you opened this
that can be arranged.
Show by saying this is a historic date, and why would that be?
Because it's 2 weeks to Christmas.
And
there was an announcement today that a hurricane will be hitting us probably on January 2nd.
Really?
And yeah. It's got to be that way. You know, the world's coming to an end now. For those of you who have not heard, Anise Parker has won the runoff election.
Yes.
And now Houston is the largest city with an openly gay mayor.
Yes.
In the United States.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
I think Berlin's bigger than us, and they've got a gay mayor.
Probably.
But we've got she has the largest constituency of any GLBT politician, open GLBT politician, elected in the United States history.
Yep. Yep.
Think about that, because, you know, Barney Frank, whoever that nut job is in Arizona, the Republican, Baldwin, they're all members of the House of Representatives. So it's what, 50,000 people is what's in their district?
Yeah, really?
Something like that? You know, up until now, it was Sam Adams of Portland, mm-hmm. who had the largest constituency. And now the city of Houston, the first top 10 city in the country, has an openly Rice University graduate.
Yes.
Yeah. I was not expecting her to say that.
I was hoping to pull up the... And we're going to still
funny.
Look forward to see if
that
someone's posted.
So funny.
Go ahead, tell them what she said during her acceptance speech to make so that people understand that joke.
Oh, well, you know how she's been being gay-baited all the time, and she kept her sexual orientation kind of quiet. I mean, how quiet can you be when, you know, your partner's with you and your children are with you? But she said, and here's what you want to hear, and... I'm very proud to be elected the first graduate of Rice University to become mayor of Houston. And then the crowd went wild.
Yep.
It was definitely an Ellen DeGeneres moment.
Yeah. And she did it greatly with a nice little dramatic pause right
she
there.
She did.
I think it was like a nice 5-second pause.
Mm-hmm.
So. Nice effect there.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. I didn't get to see it, but I can imagine doing that. You know, you're sitting there just kind of soaking in going, okay, come on, you're waiting for it. You're waiting for it to hear it. And then, you know, you have to have that perfect timing.
Yes.
Because you're bringing them to the edge and then going, taking them off on a different tangent.
Yep. But, and everybody loved it, too. That was what was great. Uh-huh. So, of course, I did notice online earlier that Brian from our sister show, Queer Voices.
Brian?
Brian went over to the GRB to partake in the festivities out there.
Yeah.
So he'll probably have some notes and stuff for.
Well, he was a part of the part of Anissa's campaign.
Oh yes, he was a big part of Anissa's campaign.
Yes. yeah, I suddenly feel a little empowered. You know, it's all of a sudden there's part of me going. Yeah. In a way, I guess it's kind of like how the African Americans felt when Barack was
yes.
won. It's kind of like. I'm going to tear some stuff up.
I don't know about that, but...
The interesting thing is, I mean...
I'm glad she's having it at the George R. Brown, anyway, because no other place could have held all the people who would want to go to her party.
Oh, yeah, I mean, just it's one of those moments in history where... you could sit there and say you were with someone who's going to be in the history books
mm-hmm.
to be in the room.
Yes.
You know, we're talking. We just passed the 31st anniversary of the Harvey Milk assassination
mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago, and to think where we've come in that time that we have an openly lesbian mayor. Of the fourth largest city in the United States,
mm-hmm.
that we, at a point where we still don't know where we stand, that we've got to this point of a...
And do you know why she's the first openly lesbian mayor of this city?
Because Whitmire was too chicken in the 80s?
No.
Oh.
because she was the best candidate for the job.
Yeah.
She, who happened to be gay. And I mean, that being gay is so far down the rung for her because she's really interested in being a mayor and doing the mayor job.
Yeah.
She's not here to advance gay rights.
No, I mean, with watching LSA, I know there's some people that weren't happy with her. Probably don't think she's done enough for the community. You're going to find that in every community. You're going to find that anytime you try and pigeonhole a politician,
mm-hmm.
That, you know, they can't play to their entire base. They can't play to the entire constituency that they're going for.
And she could have never been elected to anything merely by the backing of gay people. She had to build coalitions and get the backing of the entire city.
Yeah. And that's
because when she was at city council, it was an at-large position.
Yeah.
So she was not elected by a district or a gay community. She was elected by the entire city.
And it's amazing to think that where we're at. And, you know, when she won that first election, we had her, dragged her in here from Riva's.
Yes.
Her victory party at Riva's restaurant.
She came by, you know, that the way back when. It just blew me away.
And now
all the major TV stations are trying to get her time.
TV stations, networks.
Yeah. The world, actually.
I was surprised. When we came in here and we took control of the studio tonight, pulled up on the internet, and the first place I wanted to check and see about the announcement of it was Drudge Report.
Mm-hmm.
And they still had their article on Anise was almost the last one on there, and it still said Houston may elect. The only story they found less important than Anise Parker being elected mayor was Michelle Duggard having her 19th child.
I see. Well,
so it was
kind that'll of, change tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yes.
When, most definitely.
But you found that it's already been
her Wikipedia page has already been updated.
Wow.
Not only just saying that she's mayor elect, the results are
really?
Put in at the bottom already.
Oh, okay. So it was just put in there on a whim.
No, this was Wikipedia, depending on how it's that site and whether or not it was restricted or anything on the part there, it can be easily changed. But somebody went in there and built in the table telling you the election results of today's election.
Wow.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. That's pretty exciting.
You know, this is going to be one of those moments where I don't read the Chronicle often. I don't get the newspaper all that often. But this would be one of those moments where I want the front page of the paper tomorrow.
Yeah, just to save it. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this will be right up here with those famous things like Dewey wins. Only, in this case...
She really did.
She really
exactly.
did.
She really, really did.
You know, it's. But we're proud of her. We're proud for our city, and
yeah, you bet we are.
Oh yes, definitely.
Because she was the best candidate out of all four who originally ran.
So it's going to be an interesting time. Makes me want to skip work on Monday so I can listen to the conservative local talk shows.
Scream and holler and beat their breasts.
Oh, I'll probably be hearing it because it's like usually when I'm running around the car lot, my partner in crime at work usually has it on the AM stations listening to that stuff. So I'll probably hear it for most of the day.
Yeah. What did you say earlier this evening, Chris? The gnashing of teeth and beating of breasts?
Yes.
And the turning over in graves?
And the turning
over.
If you listen carefully, you can hear Ronald Reagan spinning.
Yeah.
That's not rotisserie chicken you hear. It's Ronnie going.
He did what?
Yeah, I know.
You can hear Ronnie Reagan spinning and Richards dancing.
Well.
Yeah, can you imagine up there you got Ann and Harvey Milk looking down?
Yep.
I don't know whether they're saying congratulations or it took you about time.
She was 53%.
No. Anyway, there's some other things going on in the community.
The hell there is.
Yes, I know.
Okay. Well.
My God, they blocked off the street for a party out there.
Okay, well, I'll pull that out.
They haven't done that since, we repealed sodomy.
I know. Okay. I've got the flu tonight, folks, but I could not stay away from this show tonight. What? Not on this night of all nights. So I've got a couple of things I'm going to try to get through here.
His voice is finally changing.
Yeah, finally, my nuts dropped.
For how cold it is out there for you, I think it wouldn't have.
I got this in from Marcia Mink, who is the Empress 25 of the Empire of the Royal Sovereign Imperial Court with a single star. And she sent this yesterday, which was Friday. As the sun sets on this first night of Hanukkah, I wanted to take a moment to wish everyone a wonderful first festival of lights. May the next 7 days and seven nights be filled with family, love, celebration, as many potato pancakes as you can eat, but don't forget the sour cream and applesauce, dreidel spinning, a little gambling never hurt, calling your mother, because, she worries, wrapping your gifts as elaborate as possible, eating gold coins even though they are just kosher chocolate, eating more potato pancakes, then reclining, telling the kids to be quiet so you can watch anything on TV, calling your grandmother because, you know, she worries, wishing your friends, whether Yud or Goyim, a happy Hanukkah, do it with a strong CH, and most importantly, telling those around you you wish them love and to do their very best to love and love a lot. Good Yuntif and much love to all my Yentas and Menches. Marcia, and Mink, Gil.
With all the phlegm you have, that was not the article for you to read.
I know, right?
We
then,
had a wet nap in here for his mic.
Then for Eric, from Eric, Boo Boo Snoots, dear Southern Country friends and family, 'tis the season for rejoicing, 'tis the season for joy, 'tis the season to give thanks. I once was told that an attitude of gratitude brings angels near. The word angel comes from angelos, which is Greek word for messenger. So this holiday season, I ask, are you a messenger? Southern Country Houston, now going on 19 years, has been a messenger to not only to the community, but for those far and wide. We have brought the message of acceptance, of fun, and of family. We have touched so many people's lives through our generosity. Generosity through caring. Southern Country Houston was the first organization which I joined when I moved to Houston 5 years ago. The members welcomed me into their family and cared for me when my husband passed away. They have been with me through my ups and downs. They have been with me during my economic struggles. They have been with me through my happiness and sadness. So my holiday message to you is, how can you be a messenger? What words, acts of kindness, or actions can you do to help those near you and those you may never get the opportunity to meet? I challenge you today to find one way to be an angel to someone. Get involved, take action, and strengthen your family. I am proud to be your president and a member of the Houston GLB community, and look forward to serving with you in the future. God bless and happy holidays, Eric Boo Boo Stutes, President, Southern Country, Houston. I just thought those were two really good messages to reiterate during this season. And the only other thing I want to mention before my voice completely goes out is that the fourth Monday.
I think he's already doing Christmas songs. So I tuned in a little and he...
Really?
I heard Christmas music on their show.
Well, I'm sure they're playing Christmas music throughout the month, but his Queer Music Heritage will be the fourth Monday of the month, and he's doing every kind of thing here, from Bob Rivers. You know, he starts out with the perennial favorite, Walking Around in Women's Underwear, and Venus Envy, I'll Be a Homo for Christmas, Pansy Division, RuPaul... You know, just all...
He's playing dirtier ones than we are.
Almost.
Well, we played some of those last week.
Almost.
One.
Even B.D. Wong.
I played a couple of them.
B.D. Wong doing Wishing You a Drag Queen Christmas.
Father Mikado singing I Wish You a Drag Queen Christmas.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, my.
To Jimmy James singing Feliz Navidad. Which I've heard that version, and it's so sad.
B.D. Wong, he's really cute.
Yes, he is.
He's still cute.
Yes, he is.
Real fast, because we had a request from one of our callers.
Oh, we did?
Yes, we did. For those of our listeners who are sight impaired...
Yes.
He asked if we could read off the results real fast.
Oh, okay.
Of the elections. For those that... probably don't have a TV at home and I can't see what the results are.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and quickly run through those. For mayor, Anise Parker with 53.6% of the votes.
Wow.
Councilman, and this is 100% of the precinct reporting.
Okay.
Let's see. For council member district A, Brenda I can't read what it says here.
Do they have the actual numbers of votes?
Yes, Anise got 81,743 votes.
Mm-hmm. As compared to?
70,770 for Gene Locke.
Uh-huh.
And that is 16% of the registered voters voting.
Wow, is that all?
Oh, actually 16.55%, if you want to get technical. For Council Member District A, Brenda
Standing,
with 56.59% of the votes. Council Member District F, Mike Lassiter, Al Wong.
Yeah.
With 52.84% of the votes.
He's changing the screen so we can see more names.
Yes. It's a like a 4-page document. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Council Member at Large position number 1 with 52% of the votes, Stephen Costello.
Mm-hmm.
Council Member at Large position 2 is Sue Lovell with 54.56% of the votes.
Mm-hmm.
Council Member at Large position 5 went to Jack Christie with 50.23% of the votes. Next page. Ronald Green for City Controller, 50.77% of the votes. City of Bel-Air Councilman position number 3.
Killer Mike's in here. I got to pick up the phone.
Those are some of the major positions there. So, if you want to find out more, there's plenty of websites that have it out there. You can probably have somebody help you out with those and getting the rest of the results. Moving on with announcements, the Men's Healthcare Lecture is going to have 2 experts share their knowledge. Dr. Michael Scally and Nelson Virgil are going to be at the United Way on Saturday, December 15th at 6 p.m.
Am I back on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Tuesday.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's
Tuesday.
Right.
I called out and confirmed that.
Yeah, Tuesday, December 15th at 6 p.m.
Excuse me. We had a caller.
Mm-hmm.
Call in, and what you didn't mention is when you were talking about Brenda Standig,
mm-hmm.
She ran against Lane Lewis, who's a member of the GLBT community and past president of the caucus. And that was a real blow to us.
Mm.
But out of the top 5 people that the caucus endorsed, 3 won. Mike Lassiter was the other one who didn't make it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Not a problem.
I interrupted you.
Yeah, it's all right. That one was pretty much done anyway.
Okay.
Next I've got, let's see, the Bayou City Performing Arts presents the Bayou Bunch 2009-2010 concert season. Let's see here. The next concert that they have is A Twisted Holiday by the Gay Men's Chorus of Houston on December 15th over at Jones Hall. Stay tuned starting probably in February, and we'll start announcing their next concerts because they got a lot of them coming up.
They do.
Theater New West proudly presents The Laramie Project. Their performances are going to be December 19th and 20th. December 18th and 19th are their remaining performances.
Mm-hmm.
Their evening performances at 8 p.m. And Sunday at 3 p.m. So, and that's going to be at the Frenetic Theater,
mm-hmm.
Which is at 5102 Navigation. So, and we all know what that's about. The Empire of the Royal Sovereign Imperial Court of the Single Star Inc. presents Crazy, Campy, and Clever Christmas Carols for the Complete Crew to Love, hosted by candidate for Emperor 26, Falcon Fur. That's going to be Saturday, December 19th at 2 p.m. over at EJ's Bar.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a benefit for the Crew of Olympus Charities through Reign 25, with 10% of all proceeds going to the Kimberly Ann O'Neill Believe in a Dream Scholarship Fund. I think they need to revise the name of this one. The Empire of the Royal Sovereign Imperial Court of Single Star Inc. presents One by Air, One by Land, and One by Sea, hosted by Sherry Ann Boughton, candidate for Emperor 26.
Empress,
excuse me.
Her boobies are real.
Yeah.
She still could be running for emperor.
Yeah.
Her partner would run for emperor.
Yeah.
And Falcon, a candidate for Emperor 26. This is on Friday, December 18th at 9 p.m. at the Brazos River Bottom. Benefit for Legacy Community Health Services, Hatch, through Coronation 26, and 10% of all money will go towards Kimberly Ann O'Neill Believe in a Scream Scholarship Fund.
Yes.
And my final one, making a difference by donating to MCC's Holiday Food Drive. Help us ensure that our case management clients are able to enjoy healthy meals this holiday season. Participate in the MCC Food Drive by donating any of the following items, making a financial donation, or bringing a grocery gift card. Donations will be given to our case management clients in need. Please help us by spreading the word by emailing your family and friends or by printing a flyer and posting it at your workplace, church, or local business you frequent. Donations will be accepted Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. through 7 p.m. All the way through December 15th. Reception is at the window on the second floor of the MCC. They got a list of things here, everything from bottled water to single-serve pop-open canned chili.
Yeah, most of the stuff they want is single-serve foods.
Yeah, individual servings of cereal, instant oatmeal, stuff like that. If you leave your contact information in the description of your donation, we'll be happy to send you a receipt for your donation.
Matt Gilbert is doing a tailgate party at George Bar on Sunday, December 20th, from noon to whenever. Lunch will be served. Come watch the game. Have some good food. They'll also be accepting donations of stuffed teddy bears for the Osito Foundation. Colt 45's Christmas Show and Community Awards will be on Sunday, December 20th, at the BRB. That's the same. Doors open at 6:30. The show starts at 7. It's benefiting the Colt 45's charities. There'll be a baked goods sale, cookies, cakes, candies, all homemade.
Oh, by Terry.
There'll be a great show and present the Colt 45 Community Awards, including the Danny Villa Award, the Golden Colt Award, and the BJ Summers Memorial Entertainer of the Year. There will also be the traditional mini trees, wreaths, and stockings decorated by clubs and friends throughout the community, all up for auction. For more information on the Colt 45s, go to colt45s.org. If you go and look at the wreaths and that, you see something that looks like the color pink exploded on them.
That would be mine.
There's the one Jimmy's working on.
Yes.
I got to see the one the HBMC's submitting. Yeah, Ben was so proud. He said, look, we finally found a second gay gene in my husband.
Oh.
Yeah, between wrapping presents and now it's wreath decorating.
Oh.
On save the date for January 14th, 2010, the Sisters Open House from 6:30 to 7:30 at the Montrose Counseling Center. If you're wanting to learn more about them or really know who to ask, here's your chance. It's an informal, relaxed atmosphere, no pressure to join, gather information, and meet new friends. Sisters, you can get that, find them on the web at sisters.org. Southern Country Houston has their dance team has a new name, and now they need a logo. The new name is Wildfire. Enter the logo contest. There's a cash prize.
Ooh.
Submit your logo designs to the dance chair, Carol Martinez, at carolmdance@hotmail.com. No later than January 31st in a PDF or JPEG form. Contact them for all the rules and regulations.
There's some of the rules there you might want to...
It's too long-winded. It's basically, you send it to them. They own it, whether you win or not.
Okay.
Here's a killer for Buzz. You can only set in 3 entries per person.
Mm. Oh my!
Boy, let's see if he was listening.
Not joke on the big ones.
That's the first time I've heard that.
If you've been a victim of hate crime, you're not alone. The Mentors Counseling Center offers support and advocacy services to individuals who have suffered bullying, abuse, or violence stemming from a discrimination motivated by racial, religious, ethnic, sexual orientation, disability, or gender bias. Individual and group therapy is available, and you may qualify for grant funding. Contact 713-529-0037 to set up an intake appointment or check them out on the web at montrosecounselingcenter.org.
Ah, okay. Fabulous.
Yep.
Isn't it time for leather ties?
Just about time for them. So,
later on, am I going to try and play the video, the Christmas video that seems to go well with this show, with this
with our host for tonight.
Do you take it up the ass?
No, the Christmas song, Fist Me for Christmas.
Oh, that one. By the same group.
Same group.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Do you take it up the ass? That's not a Christmas song.
Well, it's the same group.
Yeah, how you would qualify a song like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not a Christmas. I mean, it takes place in a supper theater.
I don't know.
So we may have to break out a wet spot.
It's a bossa
tonight.
Nova beat.
Yeah, but like I said, it's the video's got a supper club.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
You know, dinner theater.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll try and get some wet spots in here later on.
Okay.
We always try and leave a wet spot for you.
Yeah.
It'll dry eventually.
Eventually. Yeah. All right, time for some music.
Yeah.
Music, let's bring in the leather ties because it's time for a kinky Christmas.
Yep.
Because I made my goal to Welcome to Leather Ties. I'm Daddy Bear Robert, your host of Leather Ties, Daddy Bear Robert, along with Master Buzz Lawson.
Hello.
That was The Vandals, My First Christmas as a Woman. The Vandals is a punk group from the UK, and that's from their album Oi to the World. Yeah. There's a song on there that's really good. We won't play it tonight, but it's like a... What Santa Claus, Oi from Santa Claus or something. It's funny as hell. Anyway, welcome to Leather Ties. We're here tonight. We're going to be doing our annual Top 10 Kinky Christmas List. And, Buzz, you got anything to say other than thank you, everybody, for voting?
Yeah, congratulations, Anise.
I think this year what we need to do is go from number 1 down to number 10. Number 1, I want a gay mayor. Oh, got my wish.
Oh, hello.
Hey.
It isn't even Christmas yet.
Congratulations to Mayor-elect Anise Parker. I voted.
Yeah, so did I. 8 o'clock this morning.
So, that's our first.
I call that zero dark 30 in my house.
Zero dark 30. Yeah, the sun hasn't been coming up very early. I hate daylight savings. Why are we doing daylight savings time anymore? We don't have slave labor anymore. The whole reason they did that was so the sun would be up so people could go out and pick vegetables and pick the cotton and pick the fruit. And since we don't have child labor or slave labor anymore, why are we still doing daylight
savings? I understand that there's...
I'm sorry, that's totally off topic.
I understand that there's one state that doesn't do that.
No, Arizona. There's two, actually. Arizona and... what's above Arizona? What, Utah or something? I know Arizona does not observe daylight savings time. There's one other state, but I can't remember which one it is.
I kind of find it convenient because it clues me when to adjust the automatic lights.
No. Well, see, I kind of grew up in Arizona, so you're used to it in the summer. The sun sets around midnight, 1 o'clock, and then
right.
It's pretty much all year round. So, well, good evening. How are you, sir?
Just fine.
Good. So, number one, we wanted an openly gay mayor, and we got one.
That's not exactly a kinky Christmas gift, but it's still number one on the list.
Hey, it's a step in the right direction.
Right.
Now, number two, my number two kinky Christmas toy. I want to start a letter-writing campaign to We, the makers of We. They have all these fabulous games for Wii, but they don't have any BDSM-related games. So I want Wii to come out with a BDSM-like system game where you can choose, like, flogging. And you can get a little Wii flogger. That'd be cute, yeah? Or you could just use your regular remote, your regular controller. So we need flogging, wax, dripping the wax on the sub. That would be a good one for Wii. And what, you got any?
Spanking?
I see Wes's eyes. His brain is just spinning. Yeah. Wouldn't that be a cool Wii game, though? A flogging game for Wii?
It would be different, I'll tell you that much, especially with some of the games they got on there already. But, you know, they'd have to put one hell of a rating on there.
Oh, yeah. It'd definitely have to be M for mature. Or for masochist.
M for masochist and X for everything else. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Spanking?
Spanking, yeah.
I could come up with some, but...
I mean, it would be easy enough for them to just change the graphic from, like, a badminton or a tennis or something so they could do flogging. So we need to start a letter-writing campaign to Wii and tell them we want BDSM games for our Wii
console. Good luck with that.
Yeah, I do. Well, you know, well, not to be rude, but a lot of the... Not to be stereotypical, but a lot of the Asians are into kinky play. And Wii is Sony, is it not? So, I don't see why.
Actually, it's Nintendo.
Nintendo?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. It is Nintendo. But they have the two little Asian dudes on the commercial, so...
Well, it's made over there, but...
Yeah. So, why can't they come... I bet you in Europe, or at least in Japan, they actually have little BDSM games. They just won't import them into this country. So, let's start a letter-writing campaign. I want BDSM Wii games, okay? So that's my number two. What's your number two? Do you have one, or should we make yours number three? Yeah, I want a flogging. I want a Wii flogger. I really do. And Wii candle wax and Wii shaving. Ooh, yeah, Wii shave. Body shaving, dry shaving. That'd
be
fun.
That'd be a little odd.
Yeah,
you?
And every time you cut the sub, you actually have to start over. That'd be fun. You lose.
You don't make it to level two.
Yeah, I don't know how they do needle play, but that'd be kind of hard. But
yeah, it would.
But I'm thinking, you know, there are a lot of games that we play. Singletail, flogging. Don't even go there, Chris. Chris is doing fisting. That's got to be a really boring game, okay? No, oh, the only way you could play that, that'd have to be more like an Xbox game. You have to keep dipping for lube and keep dipping for lube in the right time period, you know? You got 36 seconds to get like 7 sticks of Crisco.
Kind of a jousting sounding one, you know?
Yeah, that's it.
Penis is moving around, you gotta try it.
Well, no, I would make a certain sloshing noise, but we already got yanked off the air last year for that, so I won't make that noise.
Well, you could actually record an actual session and use that for the soundtrack.
Yeah, that would be good.
Sample it.
Yeah. But I think that would be a good idea. We want a BDSM Wii game for our console, my Wii console.
I volunteered to do the flogging scene for the soundtrack.
Me. I get to do that.
Ah, come on.
You can do the Singletail. speaking of, isn't that on your kinky Christmas list? You want to
Yes, as a matter of fact, it is. But it's not real high on my list.
Oh, okay.
Highest on my list is something that I said I wanted last year and didn't get.
A violet wand.
I still want a violet wand.
And why did you not get one?
They're expensive.
Yeah, I know that.
I guess nobody thought me worth it.
Oh.
I think the cheapest kit I've seen is like $600.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't really need to buy the whole kit. You just need... You just need the unit with the two basic attachments after that.
No, gotta have it all. Must have it
what
all.
What was that, Chris?
Set of jumper cables in a fluorescent light.
Well, no, that would be the next one. That would be the TENS unit.
Yeah.
Except that I don't want a TENS. I want a Folsom.
Well, I have both. Ha ha. I have both a TENS and a Folsom. Nah.
And yes, I want the whole package with those too.
And the easiest way to play those is just give them to Baby Bear and let him have fun. Baby Bear's not here tonight, by the way. He had to fly out tomorrow on business, so. But I'm sure he's probably at home with the TENS unit and the Folsom unit.
And Kirby is at home in bed because he has to work in the morning. He better be in bed. You better be in bed, Kirby.
Chris, do you want to tell us about this little episode you had with the jumper cables? Since you brought that up. Obviously, you've had some experience.
No, I don't.
With this.
I was going to tease about the fact that I had a...
Or is this just a bad Paris Hilton movie?
That too, but no, there was had a Christmas social earlier this evening, and we had a Dirty Santa.
Uh-huh.
And some people took the phrase Dirty Santa to be a little more than it was. And I received a butt plug in my gift exchange.
And what's his name?
No, sadly it wasn't. Receiving a butt plug as a Christmas present is really not that bad. Except when you've got a dirty Santa gift exchange with a $10 maximum.
Oh, tell me they didn't give it to you used because it's a dirty Santa.
No, but okay. It was so small.
Oh, no, that's gross. Now, that's bad. You don't share toys, okay?
No, I'm sorry.
Even if you wrap your toys with a condom, you don't share toys. Sorry.
Yeah. No, but it was the Tiger Woods edition because it was a Swedish novelty.
Oh, no.
Oh, boo.
Thank you.
So what, does that mean it had blonde roots? I mean, what?
No, but it clubbed me upside the head.
Okay. Okay, well, pretend it's not. Pretend that it is not a butt plug. Pretend that it is a giant bottle stopper for a big giant bottle of wine.
Oh, I was thinking if I spray paint it gold, I can make it a Christmas ornament.
Or if you spray paint it silver, slap it on your forehead because you know it's got suction cup. You can run around and call yourself a unicorn.
But no, I was teasing him afterward. I opened up and go, do I re-gift this to my mother or my sister-in-law?
Sister-in-law.
A horn with that girth would make you a rhino corn.
No. This is.
Oh, believe me, I saw this one. It wasn't that big.
No, this was...
Oh, that was more just like a finger tickler thing, huh?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Boring.
Yeah, no,
what on earth was that noise?
You killed my mic, not yours.
There. His vibrator is going off.
Oh. So it's a vibrating butt plug.
No, his phone was vibrating at him.
Oh.
But no, it was twisted a little.
Okay, so is this one of those parties where if with the gift, if somebody likes it, they can take it two times, and then whoever ends up with
yeah,
it ends up with it?
Yeah, we're such a boring group. None of us stole.
Oh, boring? Man, I went to one of those a few years ago, and they had this teddy bear, this porcelain teddy bear cookie jar. It got stolen two times, so the third time, whoever stole it got to keep it. And by that time, it was my turn to get a present, so whatever I got, I didn't care. I wanted the damn cookie jars. So I stole the cookie jar from Stephen Bunch. And Daddy Lloyd brought the cookie jar, so I had him hide it in the house so Stephen couldn't steal it back. So I got the damn cookie jar.
We're not doing that as a board this year, are we?
No.
Okay, thank you.
No, we are not. No, that was actually a whole different thing. That was a Greg and Greg party.
Oh.
But no, that was the naughtiest of the things that was on our little... Someone had these Wee Willies or something, where it's a little penis doll dressed up in clothing.
Oh, I've seen those, yeah. They're like Pokemon for adults.
And we're reading the back and going, because one person was holding it up, looking at it, and looked at the back and said, collect all of them. And it's like,
yeah, Wee Willie Winky. They got like 9 of them or something like that. Or
there was a lot of them that was on there. Was
9 or 12 of them.
God. Different.
Yeah, if you want to find the Wee Willie Winkies, go over to Cindy's over there off Shepherd. She's got, that shop has quite a few of them.
I'll have to tell them because they only got 2 in the present. And it was
If you need more, go over to Cindy's over on Shepherd. I know they have them there because when I was there getting my Halloween costume put together, they looked at me really strange for that one. But they did actually have them there. I saw them there. So, by the way, thank you, Cindy's, for the pink leg warmers. They were great. They were perfect for my costume.
like I said, they looked at me like, you want to re-gift that to your... Even the thought of re-gifting a butt plug to your mother.
Well, again, if you spray paint it and put a hook on it, tell her it's just a Christmas ornament.
Yeah. But then I told them the story of the one time when my brothers and I, several years ago, were going out to Bazaar Bazaar, and my mother goes, well, while you're there, if you find an egg vibrator... Pick one up for me, and I'll pay you back when you get home.
Are you kidding? Really?
No, she did.
Oh, that's
funny. Then went out, and got one, and said, "This is what it looks like." And this was before I came out.
That's funny. Is that why you came out? You were so traumatized.
No, I came out so they would understand why I got the DUI on I-10 one of these times. They're from getting drunk in the bars here and trying to go back out to Copperfield.
Ah.
That was the whole reason, because it's easier to explain them ahead of time than, you know, yeah, I got a DUI. Yeah, I'm calling you from Harris County Jail because I got busted on I-10. Why are you going downtown to get drunk?
Well, RuPaul was performing at Rich's and I had to get some fashion tips.
Actually, we're kind of stalling for time because in a couple minutes we've got to stop anyway and go to the PSAs and
yeah,
top of the hour stuff.
Yeah, and when we come back, I'm giving Jimmy his present, so...
Well, we drag him in from the outside world.
Yeah. Well, we're going to do our PSAs. We're going to play a couple of songs. I'm going to do another Vandal song. This one is Merry Christmas to My Penis, I believe.
It's Christmas Time for My Penis.
Christmas Time for My Penis.
You're playing two other songs that are regulars on
They're my favorites.
Yeah, if we started a transgender show, we would have been playing Christmas, My First Christmas as a Woman.
Yeah.
In fact, I dedicated that to the one.
Gigi's not here tonight, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I dedicated that. Was going to dedicate it to the one girl up at Walgreens. I told her I was going to play it for her this year.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll play that one again then.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I brought Buzz's favorite, that obnoxious Who Put the Stump in My Rump. So we'll do the PSAs and we'll play those two songs and then we will be back, right?
Yeah, let's do it a minute earlier than that with it.
No. Go ahead. We got one whole more minute now.
Because another one we're looking for is...
To recap, we want number one, gay mare, got it. Number two, I want BDSM Wii game. And
I still want a Violet Wand.
And he wants a Violet Wand, but that's close to his number one. So
arr.
When we get it down there, and then when Jimmy gets back in here, I'm going to drag Jimmy back in here to give him
here
his present.
Well,
after the break, you have to wait now.
Oh.
I was going to give it to you earlier, but now you're just going to have to wait.
And goody, I found the video we wanted to play on the show tonight.
Oh, cool. Hey, so while you're looking, see if you can find Fist Me for Christmas.
That's what I was looking for.
I love that song.
I've got it.
Okay, then play The Vandals and then play Fist Me for Christmas, because that's one of my favorites.
All right. So, see the PSAs and coming back, more of
Kinky Christmas.
Fist Me.
you've reached the Johnsons. We're not available to take your call. If you're calling about the apartment for rent, please leave your name and number after the beep, and someone will get back to you.
Hi, my name is Sanjay Rana. I would like to make an appointment to see the apartment.
Oh, hi, this is Robin DiPaola, and I'm calling about the apartment. Please give me a call back at 2.
Hi, hello. This is Rafael Paredes. Please call me back at 718.
This is Jeannie Chu. I'd like to talk to you about the apartment. If you can please call me back.
Hello, my name is Clayton Anderson. I'm calling about the ad in the Sunday paper.
Oh, hello, this is Mrs. Johnson. You must be calling about the apartment.
I am. Is it still available?
Well, you're the first person to call about it. Are you available?
Housing discrimination of all kinds is illegal in the U.S. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's the law. Brought to you by HUD, the Ad Council, and LCCREF.
Did you know you can find KPFT on the social networking sites MySpace and Facebook? You certainly can, and we'd love you to add us as a friend and get us connected with friends of yours. On Facebook, for example, you can connect to KPFT as a friend, join our fan page, and check out a special video message from General Manager Dwayne Bradley to Facebook users. On MySpace, KPFT provides event videos, updates, and a lot more. With both, you can link up with other KPFT listeners, get the latest news about the station, and find lots of extras. It's fun, so catch up with KPFT online. On MySpace, visit myspace.com/KPFT Houston. On Facebook, visit us at facebook.com/KPFT Houston. This is commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio 90.1 KPFT Houston.
And you can also check out After Hours on Facebook.com. Just search for us. You can become a fan of the show, friend of the show, whatever the hell they call it on that thing. Are we doing a farm yet?
No.
Oh, thank God. Mafia War?
No, we're not doing any of the games.
No restaurants?
Oh, good.
No,
hate those things.
No, we're not doing any of the games, so anybody that's a friend of After Hours on Facebook, I am ignoring all the game requests. So.
Good.
Praise Jesus.
So,
you're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, and listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. We continue with our kinky Christmas music, The Vandals.
I see you've been feeling down. When I need you, you've been around. So this year I've a Christmas surprise that will make your spirits times when you've always been there for me, and when things seemed unclear, you did the thinking for me. I owe you so much that it's hard to repay you for all the good times, and I won't forget you this year. It's Christmas time for my penis. I know I have let you down when you just needed a hand. When I was uncertain, you showed me that I am a man. I owe you so much that it's hard to repay you. And I'm going to give you the joy that you've earned this year, pal. It's Christmas time for my penis. Final underwear. New lotion. A hat. Oriental massage. A monocle. I owe you so much that it's hard to repay you
You'll get the attention you need. I love you so much that it's hard to repay you for all the good times. We'll get whores and pornography, your special holiday pal. It's Christmas time for my penis. Thank you.
It's Christmas time, and all through town, the people run around, buying lots of pretty things they'll throw away. But darling, you've no need to prove your love with gifts and trinkets. You can show me that you care another way. Just kiss me this Christmas. Do me underneath the Christmas tree. Leave the gifts, just bring the Crisco. 'Cause Christmas means fisting to me. I don't think decorations are expensive. Celebrations are a never-ending spending spree. 'Cause let me tell you this, the gift I can't resist is when you're married to your wrist in me. Just fist me this Christmas. Do me underneath the Christmas tree. Leave the gifts, just bring the Crisco. 'Cause Christmas means fisting to me. Now the snow is falling and the relatives are calling, but we're letting it ring. Singing glory, hallelujah, very merry to you. We'll be swinging in the Christmas sling. Just fist me this Christmas. Do me underneath the Christmas tree. Fist me this Christmas. 'Cause Christmas means fisting to me. 'Cause Christmas means fisting to me.
I guess just 30 seconds of tuba music. That was the Wet Spots. Fade that down this way. The Wet Spots, W-E-T-S-P-O-T-S.
With Fist Me for Christmas.
The part I love about the video, you can find that on YouTube, the video.
It's Fist Me This Christmas.
Fist Me This Christmas. Just type in Wet Spots Fist and it comes up. Along with a video called Rim Jobs, Yay or Nay.
Wind jobs.
But
they really should know better than to use Crisco. I mean, I know it's a cliche to use Crisco, but Crisco, the salt in it, is really bad for your body. Don't use Crisco. Actually use like elbow grease or gun oil or something like that.
But the part I love in the video is when they all start giving that fisting motion.
Uh-huh.
And they said elbow grease.
Yeah, elbow grease. Well, that dries out too fast.
I laugh every time I'm on Sunday mornings.
Jimmy's laughing at me. Jimmy, it's true. Trust me.
Yeah, I know it is.
I have fisted enough people. I know this.
But no, here's where I get a chuckle out of this part. If you're awake on Sunday mornings and you're watching this, I forget if it's on This Old House or Ask This Old House, they're sponsored by GMC. And so one of the things they've got is they've got these guys trying to move a rock. And they're sitting there, you know, with levers and trying to move this big boulder. And one guy says, you know what we need? We need some elbow grease. Then you're beep, beep, beep. And the van pulls up and there's these 50-gallon drums that say elbow grease on it.
Oh, no.
And I, for some reason, I can't help chuckling.
Now, I think we just need to actually TiVo that commercial and just use it as a Louis spot.
There you go.
I mean, it's funny enough by itself.
Yeah. I mean, it's... You know, that falls in the same line as, you know, when the Republicans were calling themselves teabaggers earlier this year.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's better than helicoptering, but yeah, teabagging still. Yeah, what I loved was Chelsea Handler picked up on that on Chelsea Lately almost immediately. And I mean, right after they started calling themselves teabaggers, she says, really? They're all gay?
She's like, no, they're just a bunch
they're
of drunk.
All, she said, I knew it. All those Republicans are in the closet because they're all teabaggers at heart. You know?
No, they just remember their drunk days as frat boys at the Ivy League schools.
Yeah, because it doesn't count if you're drunk. You know,
that's right.
You can have balls on your forehead as long as you're drunk. It doesn't count. It doesn't make you
or
gay.
You just say not gay afterwards.
Yeah. You wear a t-shirt that says not gay while you got a pair of balls in your mouth. Yeah. Thank you. Golf balls, yes. No, golf balls.
That's a talented tongue.
Well, no, that's a really big chipmunk mouth. I think put one in each cheek and still talk. I dare you.
Actually, I think that's the talent that Tiger's Woman number 12 came up with, was being able to take both golf balls in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Two Tiger jokes one night. Thank you. I'll be here all week.
Oh, boy.
Unless the FCC hears the show.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of hearing this Tiger Woods crap in the first place.
I was thinking more Sarah Palin.
You know, really, who cares? Number one, golf puts me to sleep. I can imagine what having sex with him would do. I mean, we're talking coma.
I'll bet. Oh, you got to watch those quiet ones.
He's not, he's not that quiet. I mean, the most exciting thing, though, I've seen him do is that stupid shaving commercial. And even then, he's too proud to put shaving cream on his face for the commercial. He just stands there at the end. Duh.
Oh, they got the pretty boys doing that one.
Well, no. You know why? Because that's not the area he's shaving.
Well,
we'll have to wait for the Playgirl pictures come out to find out.
Yeah. No, that was Levi Johnson.
No. Oh. Playgirl supposedly has pictures of Tiger's Woods.
Oh, yeah, because what's her name? She took pictures of him, apparently. Yeah, they're all over
really?
The... They're on the internet already. You can find them if you know where to go.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
Send it to me.
Wasn't it two countries in Europe have actually passed laws to prevent any nude pictures of Tiger Woods from being distributed there?
Are you kidding me?
It's impossible to do.
Yeah, of course it is.
And they said that they were just trying to do a preemptive strike.
Oh, please.
They weren't sure that they existed, but they were preempting. They were.
But it's okay to it's okay to see all the naked photos of Jamie Foxx, but not Tiger Woods, right?
You know,
well, that's because Jamie Foxx is hung.
Something like that sounds like Dr. Laura saying, those aren't nude pictures of me, but if you dare distribute them, I want a copy. I want a cut of the royalties.
Yeah.
Right.
We're talking. Did you say Dr. Laura?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Who'd want to see her naked anyway?
Well, remember when all that crap came out, and then there were these old pictures that of her naked on a bed.
See, the problem is,
like, 20 years earlier.
And I'm sure she probably still looked as old. And
she looked.
See, the problem is, I see that picture once a year because I go to Daily Rotten for news stories, and it's part of their calendar.
Oh, ugh.
Ew.
No, I'm sorry.
Spread eagle?
I would rather go to Rotten.com. That's where you really want to see the gore.
Well, it's the same thing. It's, well, yeah. Yeah.
No, Rotten.com is really a disgusting
website. Yes, it is.
We just use we use their news service, the Daily Rotten, for some of our news stories.
I like the Daily Rotten, yeah. Oh, and while Jimmy is here and in the studio, Jimmy, I have your Christmas present.
I have a Christmas present.
Yes.
Yes. You do.
We've been talking about this for months.
Is this the hat?
Yes.
Ah!
Jimmy, as of last Louis, became the new pen master, if you know what Texas pinning is. If you don't show up to Louis this year, you'll find out. Just look for Jimmy. He's going to be wearing a gray hard hat that says BJ Services on
it. Ooh,
Jimmy now has the official pen master hat. And it is a construction hard hat with BJ Services on it. Just remember to turn it the other way when you're actually pinning.
Well, of course.
That way you don't actually accidentally shave the parts you like.
Yes, I remember those days.
Thank you.
At the glory hole.
Mm-hmm. And look, I brought in a pretty purple pinky bag because I know pink is your favorite color, so it's kind of like a fuchsia bag.
BJ Services.
Yes.
If this ends up pink, you'll know why.
I was actually going to do pink lettering that said Pen Master and put it on the back of the hat, but I thought, no, because when it does actually eventually get passed on to the next Pen Master, they might not like the pink on there. Yeah. So, again, do a decal. Do a pink decal, you know.
That's
fair. Do it in glue on rhinestones.
Yeah, oh, that's it. We'll do it in rhinestones for you. There you go. Pink rhinestones.
That could be the Pen Master's tiara.
Yeah, that's actually what we used to call it, but it is a hard hat. It's not a tiara. But yeah, if we had some rhinestones on there, we could make it like a Pen Master tiara.
That'd be great.
It's a little too Nelly, but then again, you do swish when you walk, so.
Well.
Jimmy's got a great swish, though. You'll enjoy it. So, back to our top 10 kinky Christmas list.
Yes.
So, we have got our gay mayor. We have got And I really am serious about getting a letter writing campaign going to Wii. I want BDSM Wii games for my console. And it wouldn't be that hard for them to do.
It'll happen eventually.
Yeah, right.
It will.
I doubt it. I want to become a computer programmer to program games them? Just to make BDSM games for Xbox and Wii.
It just hit me.
What? No, not yet. I'm about to, but...
Ooh. I can see a yellow hanky game for it. It's the Wii for Wii.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we'll call it the Wii Wii. Oh, that's horrible.
Thank you.
You got a human trough and you got to aim. Yeah, okay, I get it. Boo. Thank you.
That's better than the joke I was going to do if, you know, the yellow hanky chorus was singing, all we're saying is give piss a chance.
Yes, there you go.
Oh, Michael would be rolling in his grave right now if he hadn't been cremated.
Mm.
No, was he cremated? No, he wasn't.
I have the slightest idea.
I don't know if you can cremate that much plastic.
Ooh, that's right.
Oh, no. Oh, did I say that out loud? Whoops.
That's right. Somebody said it.
And we said TENS unit, Violet Wand. That's Violet Wand, your number one, though.
Yeah.
Could you explain the TENS unit? Because we had somebody call in and ask what in the world that was.
Okay, TENS unit and the Folsom are very similar toys.
Mm. Well, it's the same principle. It's just the Folsom is a much more powerful unit.
Yes.
And much more versatile.
TENS units basically were created by the medical profession for...
Muscle stimulation. A lot of physical therapists use.
Yeah, a lot
as
of,
well as chiropractors
and chiropractors.
As,
yeah,
massage therapists.
Uh-huh. Right.
Mm-hmm. What it is, a TENS unit is a little box that carries a whopping electrical charge on it, and you hook up pads. You have positive and negative pads that you hook up onto parts of your body.
They're sticky pads.
Yeah, they're sticky pads. Like you see on like ER when they stick those pads, you know, to monitor mm-hmm. your heart rate and all that stuff. It's a sticky pad. And then it's got little knobs on it where you can adjust and turn up and turn down the electrical current. And what
it actually sends a pulse of electric current from positive to negative. So wherever you put the sticky pads on your skin, in between those two poles, this pulse will pass from the positive to the negative poles, causing the muscles in between those two points to contract.
To contract and expand and contract and expand, mm-hmm. because every time the pulse goes through, it contracts, and once the pulse goes through, the muscle relaxes. That's why a lot of chiropractors and massage therapists use it, because it is like a deep muscle massage.
Mm-hmm. If you watch Jackass number one, it's the thing they stuck on their balls and were shocking each other.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Yeah, that's right. They did do that.
And think about it, people. How many ways could you possibly think of to use an electric pulse to contract muscles and call it fun?
Here's one thing I would say. Here are some warnings, though.
Yes.
Do not play with the TENS unit anywhere between above the belly button or below the neck. Stay away from the heart area.
Yeah.
Right, because you are passing that current through the body between those two points, and you don't want your heart in between those two points, because it is actually an electrical pulse that the body generates that causes your heart to beat. You don't want to interrupt that current. Otherwise, you won't be able to play with the TENS unit anymore.
Yes, and if you're going to put a TENS unit anywhere on the neck or the back, make sure on the neck that it is below the skull, not on the skull.
Right. Let's not fry our brains.
If you're using more than one set of pads, because most TENS units have multiple hookups where you can hook up two or three sets of pads, a basic TENS unit has two controllers, so you can hook up a total of four pads. Always connect your positive and negative at opposite ends, positive and negative at opposite ends. So say this, you were putting this on somebody's back, you put a red and a black at the top, and you put a red and then a red and a black at the bottom. But when you do it, you reverse them. So
yeah.
If you have red on the left and black on the right at the top, at the bottom, put black on the right and red on the left.
Yeah, switch them.
Because you've got to have that cross current in order to get this to work right. Again, stay away from the chest area, away from the heart, stay away from the actual skull. Don't go above that little knot in your at the bottom of your skull, because then you're sending electrical current through your brain. That's not a good thing. Don't put them on your face.
And always, as with every kind of play, start slow.
Yes, and start low with the electricity, because the second you turn it on, you're going to get that little zzz, and it's... that the pulse starts happening, and it's going to be a very new sensation to your body.
Yeah, always, so start, always start low and adjust.
Never go up past what you can stand because you will create muscle cramping and you can cause damage if you turn it up too high, too fast.
Yeah, and think about a Charlie horse that won't go away.
And as you mentioned, Jackass number one, that movie, they put these the TENS unit on their testes. Don't really do
no.
this. This is not a... And don't put it on your wang, okay? Because if you put the pads on both sides of your wang, you're basically going to destroy your penis in about a year. You won't be able to use it because this is not a genital stimulation toy. It is for other areas of the body to help.
Well, there are toys that can be used with it, like the ring.
Yes.
But you generally use that with one pole, and you use a TENS unit compatible butt toy with the other, so that you're passing the current through your prostate.
Ooh. Yes.
Woohoo!
But don't actually apply the pads to your genitals.
No.
Please don't do that.
No.
Don't be a jackass, literally. So,
yeah, before playing with one of these, actually talk to somebody who has.
Yes. And, like I said, I have a TENS unit. We have a Folsom unit as well. Baby Bear is the most knowledgeable. He is an RN. He has used these in the past. Talk to a massage therapist. Talk to a chiropractor. Ask them about this thing, because they are actually used in the medical field. We just have perverted it and used it as a sex toy. So, and it's more of a warm-up sex toy. So
create whatever you like. We'll find a way to play
now,
with it.
A Folsom.
Yes, what is that?
It is a TENS unit times 10.
Yes.
Basically, it's got a lot higher voltage as far as the pulse. A normal TENS unit usually uses like a 9-volt battery or a couple of 9-volt batteries. It does produce a lot of charge. A Folsom can produce 10 times the charge. You can seriously hurt yourself with one of these things if you're not used to playing with electricity.
The beauty of the TENS unit, though, is that it is so versatile. You can change the frequency. You can change the pulse.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no end to the different things that you can do with it.
One thing I would suggest if you're going to get a TENS unit and play with it, try it out in an innocuous area like on your calf or on your thigh. Don't put it on your arms. Don't put it on your chest. Don't try to stick it on your stomach. Put the pads on your thigh and learn what, and when you turn it on, like I said, that initial little is going to go, whoa. But feels good. It does not hurt when you do it.
Here's an example
but
for anybody who's...
Don't turn it on and crank it up. I mean, literally, when it goes from off to on, you feel that pulse start.
For anybody who's up late at night watching late night television, if you've seen the commercials for the weight loss belt that pulses and helps you to develop abs, it works on that same principle.
It's the same principle. Mm-hmm. Basically, you're working out your muscles without having to actually do sit-ups. The electricity is actually causing your muscles to contract and expand and contract and expand so fast that it's actually a workout.
Yeah, you don't really want to leave one of these things on too long, because when you take it off, your muscles are going to be very tired because you've just worked them out.
Yes, and that's why chiropractors and massage therapists use them, because it works out the muscle, and when you turn it off and take the pads off, basically you feel like a bowl of Jell-O.
Yep.
And that's the cool thing about it. Never use a TENS unit or a Folsom unit for more than like 30, 45 minutes at a time. Otherwise, you could be damaging your muscle tissue.
Yep.
And it could be long-term, not necessarily permanent, which it could be permanent, but it will be long-term if you just sit there and turn it on and fall asleep for a couple of hours. Don't do that. Don't play with this. Don't play with the TENS unit if you're impaired, alcohol, drugs, or anything else.
Nope.
Obviously, this is a toy that you need to play with while you're sober and sane.
Yeah.
Because there is the potential for serious damage if you are not paying attention to what you're doing.
Be in full possession of your faculties before you play with any of these things, because playing with any kind of a toy that is dangerous by nature, if you are not in control of your faculties, then you're not in control of the toy, and if you're not in control of the toy can do damage.
Yeah. And, well, the nice thing for me was, in September, I dislocated my left shoulder, so I took the toy away and I used it for what it was intended for therapeutic purposes on my shoulder. So I lived with that TENS unit on my shoulder, you know, for 20, 30 minutes every single day, two times a day, once in the morning, once in the evening, because it actually did help stimulate the muscle tissue and get it going and get my shoulder almost working again.
Mm.
So Although I still only have about 80% use out of my shoulder right now, but it's getting better.
Good.
So that's what a TENS unit is.
You know, you're talking about being, sober and when you use any of these things, but it's for almost anything in BDSM.
Yes. Now
you need to be in control of your faculties.
Yes.
It's kind of like saying, when you see these profiles online that say, do you practice safe sex? And it says, depends on the situation. You know? Or they say, when necessary.
What does that mean?
That means if they know they're playing with somebody who's HIV, then they'll use condoms. If the person says they're not HIV, then they play bareback. Okay, fine.
And you trust these people?
Hello.
But I'm saying, that's your choice. You're a grown-up. That's your choice. You get what you pay for.
Hello.
But the same concept can be applied to sober. Yeah. Everybody has their own definition of sober.
Ah, good point.
When I say sober, when I mean the literal definition, don't drink, don't toke, don't pop, don't shoot, don't snort.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, when it comes to electricity and games like that, don't even use poppers.
No.
But...
Yeah, you're right, because that kind of puts you out there
yeah.
in the field.
Number one,
for a little bit of time, but enough time that
when you get
can
used,
be done.
When you get used to playing with a toy like a TENS unit or a Folsom unit, then you understand what it's doing to the body, then it is your choice if you choose to do a hit of poppers, or if you want to have a beer or two beers or a glass of wine or, you know, rum and coke, whatever. Fine, that is your choice. If you do that and you mess yourself up, you've got no one to blame but yourself.
There you go.
Here's a ticket. If you are likely to be pulled over and given a ticket for DWI,
don't play. Now, to me,
I want to pass out PWI.
But
tickets.
I mean, to be honest,
playing while intoxicated.
Yeah.
To be honest with, for me, when I say sober, I don't do drugs. The worst thing I do is I smoke cigarettes and I do Tylenol sinus.
I drink beer.
And beer, you know, and I drink. And I drink socially. We don't really drink at the house. But although we have a lot of liquor at the house, we don't drink.
Mm-hmm.
But when I say sober for me, I mean, I'll have two beers, maybe three beers, but that's it. Then I switch to water or soda.
The only time
and
of
for
the
me,
year...
that relaxes me enough that I still have all my faculties, and I'm still, you know, mentally there and aware, and I'm still mentally sharp, but... with my drinking tolerance so high, two beers relaxes me a little bit and gets me in the mood.
Yeah, the only time I'm drunk is during Louis.
But
yeah.
I am still sober. And unfortunately, I can't get drunk at Louis because I'm on the board.
Right.
Yeah, I know. That's not going to be any fun for me this year because now I'm on the board
now,
too.
now that I just said that, thank God.
Yeah, we're going to be watching you.
Thank God. Well, two things. Thank God Baby Bear ain't here because last year I got totally trashed on Friday night.
I think I remember that.
Oops. I did. I mean, after we served the reception for here, I was sampling every batch that we made to make sure it tasted correct.
Oh, God. No wonder.
And then after that, I was helping out with three or four other different receptions throughout the night because they were shorthanded. And that Friday night was so busy.
Yeah, it was.
That...
I try to have one from every party.
Oh yeah, you try to have one, but I mean some
That's
of them
you
take
need.
A,
no
some
kidding.
Of them you take a sip or two of them you go okay that one I can't deal with that one just tastes nasty as hell
right
throw it away and every time I get a drink like that it's usually a red one and the first thing that flashes to my mind is gingivitis with that tampon dress.
Oh yes.
Oh no.
Gingivitis. I think she finally retired the dress. We love you, gingivitis. You're one of our favorite camp drags. You are my favorite camp.
Absolutely.
Gingivitis has this black dress that's covered in fringe, but the fringe is actually white tampons.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ginger has to constantly apply tampons as they fall off, and one time Ginger made the mistake of buying deodorized tampons. Well, we thought it was funny. Ginger's favorite shot when performing is Hot Damn.
I remember that.
Which is real funny because Hot Damn is red, so we were pulling... We pulled a couple of tampons off her dress and dipped them in her shot so it soaked up the whole shot, and she had to suck the shot out of a tampon.
Out of a deodorized tampon.
And it was a deodorized tampon.
Oh,
and
nasty,
it ruined her
shot.
So.
You should have seen the look on her face.
It's like, honey, you're a wretch. You got to drink the rest of it. Suck it all out.
And she almost retched.
Yeah, she did. That was funny. Okay, I'm sorry. We're way off topic. Back to the kinky Christmas party.
Yes.
That's a TENS unit, by the way. So, yeah, a TENS unit, be careful with it because it is electrical currents going through your body. Be careful where you put it. If you're going to get one and play with it in an innocuous space on your body. The best example I could give is like put it on your thigh.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You can sit down, put it on your thigh, turn it on low, get a concept for the sensation that you're going to be having. Never play with a TENS unit more than 30, 45 minutes tops because you will literally wear out the muscles and cause tissue damage.
Yep. Okay.
Okay?
We went off on a tangent because I was asking about... Talking about the sober part.
Yeah, wasn't that cool? But like I said, everybody has their own definition of safe sex. Mm-hmm. Everybody has their own definition of sober.
Yeah.
So, and I know functioning alcoholics, they can drink two cases and still be sober. So.
Ha ha.
So they think.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I know on your Christmas list, Master Buzz, you were talking about an 8-foot bullwhip.
Yes.
A single tail.
Yes.
Master Buzz wants single tail. He's like, you know, I've got enough floggers to last a lifetime.
I've got five of them. What do I need with another flogger?
Well, if it's really pretty and it really stings.
Well, three of my floggers are really pretty and at least two of them really sting. So I have enough floggers now. I want to get into single tails and an 8-foot to 10-foot sounds good.
Wow.
Well, I think between Baby Bear and I, we must have like 8 or 9 floggers. So, yeah, we're kind of...
Yeah.
We've got enough floggers to have a good time. Yeah.
I've got
Although
enough,
I'm
got
still having...
You have more floggers than arms.
But I have... Yeah, but, I mean, you get a set of 2 floggers. You have to have them made, the custom. They're matching. They look great. You can play with both floggers at the same time, you know. And then I have my single floggers, my really long ones with the really long falls, which I always keep in the vehicle, by the way.
Oh.
Because you never know when you need to hit somebody.
That's right.
And single tails are a lot of fun. I like a 6-foot to 8-foot single tail. I think a 10-foot is too long for me to play with. But and the reason why I say this is because a lot of the play parties, like when you go to the Black and Blue Ball or Sinfest or Spring Iniquity or something like that, in a more claustrophobic environment, say if you're on the back patio of the Ripcord or you're at the Black and Blue Ball or you're at Sinfest,
that's true.
You don't have a lot of room to really throw a 10 or 12 foot or 15 foot single tail. Even in the play space, because they always set aside a specific area and they rope it off and everything for play space.
It doesn't
and they have
matter how short the instrument, there's always going to be some dork who doesn't get it when you say, no, wait, don't go through there right now. You might get hit.
Yes. Yeah, well, that I can see in a bar environment, but like...
I wrapped a flogger right around a guy's head once because he was told not to walk behind me while I was flogging, and he said, screw you,
anyway.
And did it anyway.
Yeah, and then he went and complained to the bar.
He complained to the bar when he got a flogger wrapped around his head.
But when you go to an actual play party, like Sinfest or the Black and Blue Ball, things like that, they actually have a space set up, confined, they actually have DMs on duty, and you are not allowed in that area unless you are actually going to be playing a scene. They don't have looky-loos walking through.
Right.
So, but I mean, even in a scene like that, sometimes space is limited because they put up two or three St. Andrew's crosses, a horse, things like this, and there's 5-6 different people playing different scenes, and you got one guy with floggers, you got one person on the horse with paddles, you got somebody over here with a single tail, and you may not have a lot of room to throw. Me, I like a 6-foot or 8-foot single tail only because, for me, that's the easiest to snap and keep control of. Because I've tried a 10-foot and a 12-foot, and
we're talking a Christmas wish list here, okay?
Okay, so you want a 22-foot single tail and the actual skill to use it.
Right.
Okay. So
and they have to come in the same box.
Yeah, right.
The longer it is, though, the more you wear your arm out.
Yeah. Well, no, not with a single tail. With a flogger, But with a single tail, it's all wrist action. It's just being able to pop it the right way.
With a flog, the heavier the flog, the more of a workout your arm gets.
With a single tail, the less work you do, the better it works.
Oh.
Yep.
The better you can throw it.
Yeah,
I'm thinking more of a bullwhip.
That, too.
But even
it's a single tail.
Yeah, that is a bullwhip. A single tail. But
it's all in the wrist.
Yeah, with a single tail, it's all in the wrist to snap it and pop it and to control it. People will swing their arm back or swing their arm around because it's so long.
That's for show.
But that's for show. You don't even have to do that. I could stand with my arms at my sides. I could take that thing and just crack it and whip it without having to swing around and all that other stuff. But the longer the tail is, the more work you have to put into it, yes. But the majority of work with the single toe is wrist action and just a really good eye. Because you really got to be able to hit your target.
And they take a lot of practice.
Yeah. And I have been playing with a single tail for 2 years, and I still will not hit a human being yet because I don't feel comfortable doing it yet.
Wow. I've only used a single tail on two humans so far.
Mm-hmm.
Before I did, I worked with one for a year, and I put up a square of toilet paper. And until I could hit it at least 9 out of 10 times, I was determined never to play with a human.
The best thing that I do for single tail practice, and this is something Master Rich showed me, I will go out in the backyard and poor ficus tree. But no, I'll go out in the backyard and I'll grab a branch or a leaf, or pick a tree and literally try to aim and pop leaves off of a branch.
Yeah.
When you can actually hit the leaf that you want and pop it off and consecutively do this, then I'm getting to the point where I can consecutively hit the leaf I'm aiming at every single time.
Wow.
So now, yeah, I think I will try to play on a person. Mm-hmm. But it taking me 2 years of practice. It's a very... You need a lot of skill to play with a toy like that.
Yep.
So don't think you can go buy one and just start cracking people with it because they will kill you.
Oh, yes.
So, floggers are a lot easier to learn if you're looking for that type of a scene.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can get floggers, I would suggest getting a soft, like, lambskin or something to learn. Because a lambskin is softer flogger. We call them massage floggers. But
you can't do
a lot of really hard damage with that. If you're going to flog, draw an outline, chalk outline on the wall, or... Lucky me, I have a mannequin. I learned how to flog on a mannequin, so it's exact human proportions. So
I have two pain pigs.
I think that's why I'm so, yeah. Yeah, most people don't have that, but that's why I am so good with the floggers, because I actually had a human form to practice on. That
both of my slaves are pain pigs.
Wow.
Once a year, every year, I get to kill one of them.
So he wants a single tail.
I beg your pardon?
I get to kill Joe every year.
Yeah.
How does that work?
I flog him until he's unconscious.
Oh, my goodness.
It started as a fantasy request / joke. Years ago. I would say 5, 6 years ago.
Three.
No, it was
four,
longer. Oh, no.
Four.
No, it was longer than that.
No, I think it was only four years ago.
I'm thinking it was
the first
5 years
time,
ago.
First
Boy
time
Joe,
I killed him.
Boy Joe basically said, sir, Buzz was in the mood to flog. He said, sir, me, but I have a request. And he said, what? And he said, well, my ultimate fantasy is to be flogged into unconsciousness.
Wow.
So we put him up between the two trees on the back patio of the ripcord, had him cuffed, padded cuffs.
No, they weren't padded. They were Velcro.
Yeah, they were Velcro, but they were the padded ones,
mm-mm,
weren't they?
Nope.
I thought they were padded.
They
had him in the Velcro cuffs, spread eagle, between the two trees. Buzz is going town on him, and some twinks come in. They're watching the scene. Oh, my God, hit him harder, hit him harder. Well, Boy Joe was just about at the point where he was about to just fall into unconsciousness. When Buzz hits, swings, one really good, right between the shoulder blades, just bam. And I mean, the smack was just beautiful to my ears.
You could have heard that a block
away. Yeah, the smack was just beautiful to my ears. It was wonderful. Right about then, Boy Joe jerked, and his left arm came out of the Velcro cuff. He goes swinging by the other hand.
Into the tree. And knocks him out cold.
Slams into the tree head first, knocked out cold.
Oh, my God!
The two twinks go running in the bar.
Screaming, oh, my God, he killed him!
They run up to the bar, they kill him. They come back out to the back patio. A bartender and a barback come back out there. And by then, Boy Joe was waking up. Boy just laid out on the floor, and we're all kneeling down.
Grinning like a Cheshire cat.
Yeah. And we're like, are you okay? And he just, big old smile, says, thank you, sir. May I have another? And it's like, now that's a pain pig.
Whoa.
So it's become every year you got to flog Boy Joe into unconsciousness.
Okay.
I get to kill him every year.
That's his Christmas present.
Fabulous.
Every year. So next on our kinky Christmas list.
I got a cheap one.
What?
Anybody who wants to can buy me a great big box of clothespins.
Oh.
Clothespins are always great. Yes.
I love clothespins.
There's very many things you can do with those.
Zippers.
Okay, but if I want clothespins, then you got to buy me the twine to go with it, because zippers are fun.
Ah, twine's cheap.
Yeah, I know. God, you can get... You know what? You can go to the dollar store
twine?
And get a...
Twine?
Yeah. Here's why. You get some wood clothespins. Those plastic ones have no grip.
Oh, I don't like the plastic ones.
You need the real old wood clothespins.
Oh, yeah, with the metal.
Yeah, with the metal clip. And you get a roll of twine.
Uh-huh.
And you snake the twine through the little the metal eye hole, metal eyelet, in the metal clamp of the wood pin, and string them all together. And you tie knots on both ends so the string won't come out.
Yeah.
Then when you attach them all over the body in a fabulous design, you let the sub sit there for like 15, 20 minutes, just soaking it in, knowing what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. And
then you take
rip it off all at once.
You take just one piece of that twine and just go.
Oh.
And it leaves a pattern that looks like a zipper.
I see. Okay.
That's why they call them zips.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you can buy them.
And every now and then you have to remind him to breathe.
Yeah, you can buy a bag of zips, and they'll probably, you probably get like 100 of them, and it's going to cost you 20, 30 bucks. You can go to the dollar store and make your own.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd rather go to the dollar store and make my own. If you have to have black ones, then get the wood ones and, like, paint them black. I mean, but that's just stupid. You know, and you don't need anything fancy.
Oh, you have to paint them black so they look butch?
Yeah, apparently. And you don't have to use... but see, the ones that they sell, they're really... Ooh, they're fancy because they use a leather thong. They use the leather thong instead of just a string or anything. And it's like, you're paying for the leather. You're not paying for the clothespins or anything else. You're paying for that 20-foot piece of leather string. And that's, to me, that's pointless. It's a waste of money.
And since Slave Kirby bought me a Dremel tool for my last birthday, I can actually drill holes in the foot of the clothespins and tie the string there.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot better if you do it that way, because that way you don't have to tie four or five knots to keep them. But, poor boy way out is just take the string, thread it through the metal eye hole,
and tie a knot
on the
other side.
Other side, and then just go to the next one and keep going.
Yeah.
And they work great. They're a lot of fun. So, okay, clothespins with the twine.
Yeah, you can get twine anytime.
Okay,
especially in the spring when kite flying season opens.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take you to the dollar store tomorrow. I'll spend $2 on you for Christmas.
There you go.
You're paying the tax, though. You got the 16 cents back.
And clothespins are so versatile, too. They come in handy for CBT.
They come in handy for all kinds of fun things, as well as putting your panties on the shower. Okay, so next. What's that? Okay, I want ink. I've got enough piercings for a while, but I want some new ink.
Oh.
I have some new ink, by the way.
You do?
But I want my full back tattoo, so that will be mine. Yeah, my new ink here.
Yeah, I know that Kirby wants his...
Oh, my goodness.
Kirby wants his back tattoo designed for him.
Mm-hmm. That's huge.
Yeah.
I've got two more I want to get.
It's in the Leather Pride colors.
Oh, it is.
Well, my skin is white. That counts as the white. And, if I'm up too late, then it turns gray, so that's the gray.
Yeah, I see that.
But, yeah, it's still healing a little bit, but it's a Scorpio, because Baby Bear is a Scorpio, so that's Baby Bear.
Mm-hmm.
That represents him, because he's a Scorpio. It's this really kick-ass tribal scorpion that I drew.
It's like a foot long.
Yeah, I drew it.
Yeah.
Wait till you see my back tattoo.
Oh.
It's cool, too.
Yeah, I've got to design one for Kirby, and I've got to finish mine, and then I've got an armband that I've already designed it. I just got to figure out what I did with the design.
Yeah, I want my back tattoo finished and done by Louie, so I'm going to be pushing it. I hope I can get it done
sure
by
will.
Then. I hope I can get it done by Louie, but if not, it's still going to get done.
Okay. Okay.
And that... Micah did that. Micah works over at Sacred Heart. He's an incredible tattooist. And I walked in with this design, and he looked at it and goes, "You really hate tattoo artists, don't you?" And I was like, "No. Why?" He says, "Could you have given me something just more complicated than this?"
Well.
And I was like, "Dude, I brought it to you because you're damn good at what you do. Now make it look good. Now put it on my body." He says, "I'm really going to enjoy this. I'm really going to enjoy sticking needles in you and hurting you." It's like, okay, fine, babe. So he's sitting there tattooing, and there's only one place that really hurt, and it wasn't the place they thought. It was down by my ankle. They go, "We're getting to the back of the knee." The tattoo that I have goes basically from my ankle all the way up the back of my calf to the back of my knee. And so
the closer you get to the ankle, the more tender it gets.
Yeah, but also the back of the knee, that soft spot there behind the knee. And Clayton was like, when he got a tattoo in that area, he's like, that was the worst. And they're all prepared for me to scream and moan and holler. And I'm sitting there, and I I had a giggle fit. They had to stop. Micah said, we need to take a break. And I was like, no. He said, no, you're laughing so hard, I can't tattoo you. I can't get a clean line. Because it was to the point where it was just tickling so much. I'm sitting there laughing.
Tickling?
Yes. They were just laughing at. They were laughing at me because I was laughing. And they're like, you should be in pain. No, this tickles like hell.
Tickles? You're getting needles stuck in you.
Well, like I said, the only place that really hurt was all the way down at the bottom here.
Uh-huh.
This right here.
When it's close to the bone.
Jimmy, yeah. I take it you don't have any tattoos.
No, I don't.
No.
Okay. And so you're buying into the whole, oh, it hurts.
Tattoos do hurt, but...
Yeah, it's more like a slow burn.
Yeah, it is.
It depends on the person.
To me, what I think hurts is, when you have a large tattoo...
Take your mind somewhere else.
Well, if you have a tattoo, and it is a good actual meditative exercise. Mm-hmm. It's a good mental exercise.
I take a book.
I've heard from people who said, it doesn't really hurt.
As long as you focus your mind on something else.
Well, agony.
To be honest, it depends on where the tattoo is going. Because, mm-hmm. When I got my tramp stamp.
Yes. I know what that is.
Yeah. When I got the tattoo on my lower back, mm-hmm. Basically, he was like, dude, are you all right? And I was like, would you just friggin' take the kidney and go? Because it felt like he was just slicing me up.
Oh, my God.
That's the only one Well, and then the dragons that I have on my chest, mm-hmm. these.
Yeah.
When they got to the heads, because the head is real close to the collarbone there. It felt like he was stabbing me in the neck. I didn't even feel it here. I felt it like he was stabbing me in the neck.
I've got one on my ankle that hurt.
But it wasn't that. I think the one that hurt the worst was the one on my finger.
Really?
The ring on my finger right here.
Wow.
In between the fingers, that webbing, that hurt.
No,
that hurt like
I
hell.
See, yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, tattoos, yes, the needles do hurt. But after about 5-10 minutes of it, your body kind of goes numb. Your endorphins kick in, and it feels like, you said, a slow burn.
Yeah. Mm.
To me, the worst part is once they get all the outlining done, and this tattoo, it took 3 hours.
Mm.
So I did it all in one sitting, which, to me, no big deal, 3 hours. But I wanted it done. Micah did all the outlining, and he was like, well, let's take a little baby break. And I was, okay, well, we'll take a break. What hurts is when you take a break...
Then you have
for
to
10 or 15 minutes. But then when you get back up there, you've already got that slow burn going on your skin, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden he starts up again.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got to okay, and you got to get in your headspace again. But yeah. It really is. It's a really good mental exercise to make yourself get into a headspace and control that headspace.
Well, you've seen my back tattoo.
Yeah.
That was an hour and a half.
Yeah, well, my back tattoo
and
is
it's huge.
My back tattoo is going to be a full back tattoo, and it's the design I have on the back of my truck.
Yeah.
And that's going to take a lot of time. And but that's what I want by Louis. So I got my Christmas tattoo already. I got my Scorpio, because baby bear is a Scorpio, so that's my representation of him. And just like that one I call Tiffany.
Yeah.
And
the last one I got, I giggled through.
Yeah.
One on the back of my neck.
Well, yeah.
I giggled all the way through that one. It was all of 15 minutes.
Yeah, I would giggle too, especially considering what it really says.
What?
He's got an Asian character tattooed on the back of his neck. He and Kirby both got Asian tattoos.
Oh.
Mine says master, his says slave.
Oh.
His says fortune cookie, and the other one says buy you good time. Buzza says fortune cookie, and Kirby says $5 love you long time. I'm sorry, I'm not going to, I don't want to put another language on my body, because I can never know for sure if that's really what it says.
Yes,
we knew for sure.
You know, you think it says power, and it really says Twinkies. You know?
We actually had a Chinese person look at them before we put them on our bodies, because we wanted to make sure of that too.
Now, there's some comedian, he was joking, he said, you know, one of my friends got a tattoo, this a Chinese character is supposed to mean power and strength, is supposed to say power strength, or and he so he got the tattoo on there, and one of our Asian friends said, dude, why does it say free takeout on your arm? And it's like, yeah, that's my fear. I'm going to get some really cool Asian character put on my body, and it's going to say free takeout. And, you know, and if you're going to do that, then the free takeout, it better be tattooed right at the groin or right on the other side. You know?
You bet.
I think... Okay, so we Ink, anybody need any piercings? That would be a good one, too. If you got a piercing, Chris, where would you get it? Chris is just shaking his head, hell no.
I said, piercings, no tattoos.
I was going to say, if you were going to get a piercing, what would you get?
I wouldn't.
Nose ring? Like eyebrow? Nipple?
No, I do not like piercings, and I'm not a fan of tattoos.
Huh. Okay.
I'm totally vanilla there.
I have one piercing, and it's all I'm ever going to have.
He's beyond vanilla.
I have my left ear.
Your left ear, yeah.
That's it. I had that done in 1976.
No. I got my first earrings when I was like in 1976, too. Yeah. My mother threw a fit, but... But in 1976, I was 11 years old, you know?
I have no desire to put any more holes in my body.
No, I don't. I'm not a fan of tattoos. I'm not a fan of piercings.
Okay, so if I put a gun to your head and said you had to get a piercing, what would you get and where? An earring?
You could pierce me with a bullet.
Okay.
I just don't.
You wouldn't even get an earring.
Yeah.
No.
Closest I do is the clip-ons I wore a couple weeks ago.
I was going to say, that's what they make clip-ons for. People like Chris.
Okay.
But no, I don't. I'm not a fan of either one. Never considered it. Never.
I'm just surprised. I never noticed it. But yeah, you don't even have your ears pierced, or even one ear pierced.
No, I don't. It's a weird thing about me. I just don't. I'm not in any of that stuff. It freaks me out on some guys, especially when they go so far and, you know.
I think when you got like 15 rings going all the way up your ear, that's a bit much.
Well, there was the one guy who. I was chatting with him on an online site, and he saw my picture, and he said, I don't think you'd be interested in me. You're too conservative looking. And I'm going, what? And then I said, well, let me see you. And he sent me a picture, and it looked like...
Circus freak?
Pinhead.
Pinhead,
It's like, yeah, you're right. I'll accept conservative on that part.
I'll pass.
We know of at least one person, and I'm sure you know who I'm talking about, who has over 150 piercings in his face.
Yes, on his face.
And he has, like, horns. They're like...
They're embedded.
He had, like, bubbles or, like, like balls stuck under his skin and sewn up so that it looks like he has the growing of horns.
Yes. No, I haven't seen him in a while either.
Me either.
Okay. It's one thing I just...
Oops.
Now, body piercings don't bother... Facial piercings bother me.
Any of them. It just...
I mean, about the only facial piercings that I like, labrae. I have a labrae. And Baby Bear has a septum. But... He normally only wears an actual visible ring. Most of the time, he just wears a plug. But
yeah, for me, I've just never seen the point in it. I mean, I don't care if somebody else wants to do it, but it's just I don't need any more holes in my body.
The eyebrow thing freaks me out. I don't know why it does.
Yeah, it does me too.
Or the lip rings that.
The lip ring, it doesn't bother me so much because I mean, with the labrae, I can take the labrae out and put a hoop in there. It's just really hard to talk or suck.
And
with
piercing your tongue. I mean, how many people have shattered their teeth with those things?
I don't know.
It says the man with dentures. Oh, nasty. Keep your dentures in your mouth. Next topic.
So you were the one I saw on Craigslist for the gum job.
No, it wasn't me. Be careful, I could sneeze and bite you from here.
Through like the magic bullet, because you have to make two right-hand turns.
And that'd be through the bulletproof glass, too, trust me.
Well, then again, they said that was bulletproof glass on the left of me side of me here.
Yeah.
It is now. It's called concrete.
No, it's
wood.
Wood is much more bulletproof than bulletproof glass, don't you know that?
Especially when you have to go through 4 inches of it.
Ooh, 4 inches. Asian. I did not
you
say
did
that.
You did not go there.
No, I did not. I hope that didn't get picked up on mic.
If it did,
oh well. Hey, I'm just quoting the Kinsey report. That's all I was doing.
Right.
Jimmy's choking on his soda.
He's been choking on a lot of things tonight.
He is the pen master. You'd think he'd not be able to have it.
I'm getting it all out of my system now.
Gag reflex.
Yes.
I need to take him up to Tomball with me, with his wearing his hat, so we can stand next to the sign that says BJ Services World Headquarters.
That would be good. But I want him wearing, like, a pink tutu, wearing the hat.
Oh, sure.
A pink tutu.
Maybe a pink jumper.
Oh, yeah, a pink jumper. Like a little prison jumper?
Yeah, or the oil field worker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've got pink long johns.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
Get some white painter's overalls and dye them pink.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get you some paper overalls and there we go. We'll splatter paint them with pink, and it'll be like a 1980s thing all over again. Yeah, it'll be that splatter paint
there
stuff.
There you go.
When everybody was wearing that crap.
You can be a walking Jackson Pollock.
Well, actually, the sad part is, yeah, no joke. Sad part is all that fashion is back. It makes me want to puke. I mean, it was bad enough that we invented it and wore it, but people are doing this all over again.
I still have my canary yellow overalls from the 70s.
I'll bet you still have your parachute pants, too, don't you?
Nope. Burn those.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, I started, talking
so
about...
So, for Christmas, Buzz, his number one is he wants a new pair of parachute pants.
I beg your pardon.
He wants them in orange hanky orange.
Ooh.
And he wants them in hanky orange.
They'd be kind of fun to wear around the house. They were comfortable.
But he wants the girl's version because those have the butt zipper.
What? And I want a 9mm Glock.
Yeah, we know why.
And I'm going to practice with it on Robert.
Yeah. I love rubber bullets.
Who said they were going to be rubber?
Well.
Okay. How far have we gotten on this?
They'd have to be silver.
We've got six.
Okay.
So, we need to come up with four more real fast so we can have a musical break and get back to roundtable. So
we're coming up to the top of the hour, so you got to be really quick.
Yeah, I want a gallon of gun oil.
Oh.
That's my favorite lube.
I've never tried that.
I'll bring you some, hon. That stuff's fantastic.
Is it like Abilene?
Oh, better.
Really?
Gun oil is fantastic. It's a great lube. It's expensive, but it is worth it.
Do you use the oil-based or the water-based?
Depends on what I'm doing.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's
purpose-driven.
Yes.
Or something. Really, yeah, because I discovered the water-based last time I bought some, and I was like, wow, this stuff's really good.
No, the water-based stuff is fantastic.
Yeah. I like it a lot better than the oil-based.
Well, yeah, the water-based, surprisingly for a water-based lube, it does not dry out.
Mm. No, it doesn't. It works really, really well.
And a lot easier to clean up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Explain the difference why you need water-based or an oil-based. To the listeners who may not be.
Obviously, if you're using any kind of rubber product, like a condom, you don't want to use oil-based because it breaks down the actual rubber in the condom, the latex. If you're using oil-based lube is a little bit thicker. It's used for harder scenes, like fisting, things like that.
Yes.
If you're going to do that, you need to use, you cannot use latex gloves. You need to use neoprene. Vinyl gloves, otherwise the oil base will break down the latex gloves and you'll be leaving parts of the glove inside the person and it's still...
That's not cool.
Yeah, and that's not safe anyway. So oil base is usually more for long-term, more kinkier, harder play. Oil-based lube is also great if you're into body shaving because it moisturizes your skin as you're being shaved bald. But I'm not a fan of body shaving because I like hairy men. I like bears. So, and
I could always use more rope.
You don't need any more rope.
Yes, I do.
No.
Hey, I travel.
Right.
What's somebody call the TSA and tell him he's traveling with rope.
Yeah, he needs his travel. He's got his travel rope that he packs in his travel pack.
I do.
Got his home rope.
I do. I have a separate gym bag that's full of rope.
So you don't need any more rope. I want. Is there any kinky toy you really need, Jimmy?
Need?
Okay, let me rephrase that. Want.
Want.
For Jimmy, want and need are the same thing.
You know, I have always been fascinated by screwing machines.
Oh, thebuttmachine.com.
There we go.
I actually know somebody who has one. They're actually pretty fun to watch.
Is it?
Yeah. But, I mean, it's pretty easy to build one yourself. But, yeah, if you want to spend, they're actually pretty affordable now, $200, $300.
But you have to be careful because we did a story last week on someone who did a homemade sex toy using a sex machine using a reciprocating saw.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what? Take the blade off before you start playing.
Well, there was a couple of breeders. They didn't know any better.
My God.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. Oh,
that would be a little quick, wouldn't it?
Yeah. You don't use the saws off or something like that. All right, people?
Because I remember years ago watching a thing on HBO.
No, Master Rich was here a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yes.
One of his boys has one of these machines.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Is it the one that was taken out of Nighthawks?
No.
Ooh. Because
no,
I know they had one.
No, this is one that this, I don't know if I can say his name or not, so I won't. I would just say he actually got this in New York. So
Okay.
It is a toy that he bought legitimately.
So. Yeah, some of the twisted ones I saw, like on the...
But we actually...
They had a stand mixer.
Yeah.
That they hooked up.
All kinds of things. You can take just a regular drill, like a Black & Decker drill, stick a toy on the end of it, but, you know, you got to have somebody that operate that for you.
Yeah.
Unless you figure out a way to, like, duct tape the handle. And you just pop the battery in and sit and spin.
Literally.
Yeah. That's why I said sit and spin.
Too bad we can't play You Spin Me Around, Round. We've got to step out now for do the PSAs.
Yeah, okay. We're going to do that. Thank you for listening to the Leather Ties on After Hours. We'll be back with Roundtable.
CARE, the Council on American-Islamic Relations, is here to serve you. CARE Houston has a wide variety of pamphlets and workshops on Muslim religious practices for every type of group, from churches and synagogues to schools and law enforcement, and even corporations and city councils. CARE also covers civil rights issues in the Houston community and puts forward helpful publications in an effort to inform the public about their legal rights as Americans and immigrants. Socrates once said, "The only good is knowledge, and the only evil is ignorance." So if you wish to know more about CARE services, feel free to contact us at 713-838-CAIR. That's 713-838-2247. Or you can also visit us on the web at www.cairhouston.org.
Hello, this is KPFT's 90.1 Houston. And I'm Deloitte Parker, Executive Director of SHAPE Community Center. SHAPE, shaping history for the future. For over 33 years now, SHAPE has shaped history by actively working with issues important to all of us. The freeing of Nelson Mandela, the freeing of Clarence Brantley, death row inmate, the conviction and firing of the officers that killed Ida Delaney and Byron Gillen, voter mobilization, anti-death penalty, police brutality cases, nutrition programs, legal clinics, cultural programs, all of these programs working to make life better for all of us today for tomorrow. For more information about SHAPE, call 713-521-0629. SHAPE Community Center, 713-521-0629. Thank you.
You're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, on listener-sponsored, commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. We'll be back in a minute.
Chipmunks roasting on an open fire, hot sauce dripping from their toes, Yuletide squirrels fresh filleted by the choir. They poked hot skewers through their nose. Everybody knows some pepper and a garlic clove help to make them seasoned right. Tiny rats with a crisp golden coat will really hit the spot
tonight. And now when Santa sees his train, there'll be some homemade chipmunk jerky for his sleigh. And every hungry child is gonna spy. And so I'm brushing on some honey glaze to keep them crisp and juicy too. Let's hope they get served many times, many ways. Tasty chipmunks, good food.
On that, Mr. Cole?
Yes, Mrs. Sevilla.
Would you mind handing me the barbecue sauce? I am starved.
Oh, no problem, Dave. Hey, listen, you best be having two of them drumsticks because they're oh so tiny and ain't much meat upon them.
What about animal rights, Dave? Put a sock in it, Melvin. You know, for years people said you overrated hamsters were my meal ticket. Now I guess you could just say, you're my meal.
That's a good one, Dave. I always knew you was the funny one in the group.
Damn straight.
And so I'm offering some recipes. From chipmunk pie to chipmunk stew. I'm not really sad that it ended this way. Furry chipmunks, screw you.
Did you hear that, Melvin? Melvin? Melvin!
Why, I'm sorry, Dave. Did you want Melvin? There's plenty of Thagador left, though.
I'd like to find the guy who done me wrong and stuck my butt up on this Christmas tree. Who put the stomp in my rump a bump a bump? Who took and jammed it in my ram a lam a ding dong? Who stood the wood where I poop she poop she poop? Who put the stick up my hip di dip di dip? Who was that man? He shoved it up my can and left me stranded on this Christmas tree.
Yeah.
When this angel heard chop pop 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 chop pop pop pop, a dreadful fear went right into my heart. Those pine tree needles sting me. Ram-a-jamma, ram-a-jamma near my ding-dong. You'll never know how much that smarts. So who put the stomp in my rump-a-bump-a-bump? Who took and jammed it in my ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong? Who stood the wood where I poop-she-poop-she-poop? Who put the stick up my hip-di-dip-di-dip? Who took that bush and crammed it in my tush? He made this angel beg for mercy, please. Each night when I'm alone, scratchity, 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 shoo, it sets my tiny bottom all aglow. And every time I wiggle, slip it in, did in, slip it in, did in, a little further in it goes. Oh, my God.
That's sure a beautiful angel.
What's the matter with your star? It's a pretty star. Ow! Ow! Ow!
know why they died. Christmas reminds me I have nothing. I've got no girl, there's only me. No friends or family. Another Christmas alone. Got no food to eat, no ornaments or wreath, so I hang myself from the tree. Christmas is dark and wet, so I can't forget. Christmas reminds me I have nothing. This is the end of hope. I won't write a note, 'cause it would be addressed to no one. Got no girl, it's only me. No friends or family. Another Christmas alone.
Was that?
That was also from the Vandals, Oi to the World, and that's my take on Christmas, because I can't stand this holiday. It's so commercialized and so much, so filled with crap that
God,
I can't stand Christmas.
That was so goth, it's not funny.
Wasn't it great?
The funny thing is this, if Jimmy would have packed the CD he wanted to play, start off with, he had a Melissa Etheridge Christmas CD, and when we were listening to the song, Jimmy was playing it for us before we got here, and I was like, it's an anti-Christmas Christmas song.
Goes, yeah, that was, yeah. I had to have at least one in there. You know, it's either that or we were going to have to play Ofer Haza Im Nina Lul just for Hanukkah.
Gesundheit.
Yeah.
We played Hanukkah last week. We did Jesus Was a Dreidel Spinner.
Yeah. Oh, if I would have thought about it, I would have brought Right Said Fred, Jesus Was a Clubber, but I forgot to bring that.
There you go.
You know, meta disco, Jesus is a clubber. You know, that's a good one. It's always good to piss off the Christian right.
Have you found Jesus? Yes, I found him under my couch this morning.
Yeah.
It was a hell of a party last night.
He's laying on the, he was laying on the floor by the bed in a sea of empty popper bottles.
Well, another good answer for that. Have you found Jesus? Oh, come on. After 2,000 years, you people still haven't filed a missing persons report?
Yeah, right. Have you found Jesus? Didn't know he was lost.
Good one.
Have you found Jesus? Yes, and he won't get off my sofa. The bitch just ate all my potato chips, and all he does is sit around and watch soap operas and cry all day.
And drink the beer.
Yeah.
Have you found Jesus? Yes. As a matter of fact, he's in the shower.
Yeah.
He's do you mind waiting? Night last
he's
night.
Right. Yeah, he's cleaning up. We had a hot night. Yeah. Not going to say it. I'm going to keep my mouth shut on that one. I could say something. We'll probably get a fine for it, so I won't say it.
This is the kind of stories that go at work. They look at me, I'll say something. They'll go, "You're going to hell." I go, "So?
Are you kidding? I'm on staff."
Thank you. Yes. Have that shirt.
I ran it for a year.
Oh, these people.
I'll save you a seat.
Save you a seat. Yeah. I used to say that a lot.
I ran it for a year. Now I'm on the council.
Hello.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. That would actually be...
Don't go there.
That'd be the three of us, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
I was called evil this past week when I talked about Christmas stuff.
Congratulations. But, why?
Well, I've got a 10-year-old.
They're just now figuring it out?
I got a 10-year-old niece and a 5-year-old nephew, and they came up to me, and they're giving me their Christmas list of what they want. And I looked at them, and I go, okay, if I can't get this at the 99-cent store or King Dollar, you know, if you're good, I might look at Big Lots. But, you know, if I can't get it there, you're out of luck. And for those of you who know me well, that's not a very far accurate, not far from the truth statement about me.
He is telling the truth. Uh-huh. I have seen him walk in with these bags in his hand.
Uh-huh.
I get as much as I can at this at the 99-cent store and the King Dollar with the $1.09 store. I've done.
Hey, they have a great Febreze knockoff. That stuff is good. It smells just like Febreze, and it works just as well.
I did Jimmy's Christmas shopping there last year. Just walked in, out, I think I saw an angel on, grabbed him, threw it in a box.
I overheard a teenage girl yesterday talking about how she was just ready to commit suicide because she couldn't have the skinny jeans that she wanted because she couldn't afford them. And I turned around and looked at her and I said, "Excuse me, are you spoiled rotten or were you born that way?"
Both.
No, what you should have said is, "Honey, it's a good thing you can't afford them because you can't get your ass into them."
Hello.
Oh!
No, you know what my mother said? No. You want those jeans? Get a job and buy them yourself.
Yep.
You can get an after-school job, and you save up your damn money and buy them yourself. No free rides.
Yeah, that's what my parents told me after I started asking for stuff.
When I was 14 years old, I went and got a part-time job, and it taught me how to budget money. And by the time I saved up the money for those kick-ass pair of parachute pants that I wanted so bad...
They were out of style?
Like, no, I was like, I've got all this money. Do I really want to waste them on a pair of pants?
Hello.
No. So I didn't buy them. I used the money for something else.
Yeah, like my niece.
Your first flogger?
Piercing.
Yeah, actually, that's not far from the truth, because I did go to Claire's and get my ears pierced with $15 of that money.
and the second thing was the flogger.
Yeah, yeah. No, back then I was not really, didn't have an inkling. Well, I had an inkling that I was into not quite vanilla sex, but I was only 14 at the time. I was still too busy.
Yeah. The Sears catalog?
Chewing weaning in... There's no drink in New Jersey, Mexico. I grew up on the border, so... I was too busy bar hopping, so that's what I ended up using the money for. I'd go across the border, go to the electric queue, and go to the sub and get wasted and...
And look for chorizo.
And trick. Well, yeah. Look for chorizo. And you know, that is how I met John Waters and Divine and Mink Stole, because I was bar hopping when I was 15 years old. So, you know... There you go.
Now, I was talking about earning that stuff there when my niece had Vans shoes on her list. I go, "Vans? Yeah. Your daddy wanted those when he was young. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
We're going to do the same thing. We're just going to get you the canvas sneakers. You can draw the damn checkerboard on yourself."
Yeah.
That's what they did when I was in high school.
Pink and white or the pink and black?
I forget what colors.
Because remember, they always came in pink and white, pink and black, and then they came in the blue and the black for the guys. That was it.
The only particular shoe I ever wanted by name was when I was running track. I really wanted a pair of Tigers, but they were way too expensive.
Oh, yeah.
But no, So I was having the fun with that. You know, 5-year-old nephew comes up, he wants a DS. I go, oh, hell. I'll get you the whole alphabet. You just don't have to ask for two letters. I can get you the whole alphabet.
Yeah.
He goes, no, Nintendo DS. It's like, no.
No, magnetic letters.
Actually, I know at the $1 store.
DS? Got. Oh, wait. So is he the Dom or the Sub?
Right.
I'm assuming at his age right now he's the Sub. But if he's having to beg for a DS, then he's the Sub.
Oh, please.
Yeah, begging would make him a Sub.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we
Doms don't beg. We order.
Hello.
No, his parents are going to be having to have a talk with him soon. He's asked me several times past several months of why I'm not married.
Uh-oh.
And the interesting...
Well, because they haven't made it legal yet.
Well, no, the interesting part then comes his reason why I should be married.
What is that? Tax break?
No, the first one was because she brings you beer and makes you dinner.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
I really have a question.
Somebody's got him trained well.
Do they live in a double wide?
No.
Okay.
And then the next time he asked me that, he said that because she gives you money then.
What?
Oh, really? Wait, he's been watching Married with Children on Nick at Night, hasn't he? That's the only thing I can think of. So he's been watching Peg and Al.
So I pulled my brother and his wife aside last week, and I go, what have you told him about marriage? And they go... No, why? And I told them the story, and they started laughing. They said, okay, we'll have to talk to him.
Yeah, they need to get that parental lock on Married with Children. And
actually, they don't even have cable.
No? Okay.
Yeah, not all women are like the ones you're seeing on the television that Mommy and Daddy are watching, a.k.a. Britney Spears, Paris Hilton.
HBO After Dark.
Like I said, it was just one of those weird things of like, you know, the first time he asked me the question, my dad about passed out laughing so hard.
That is funny. That really is funny.
Oh, I heard that. He's over there cracking his knuckles.
Uh-huh.
More than just that.
That cracks too?
I can crack my whole elbow and wrist, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay. Oh, no. I was talking about something else, but yeah, okay.
I'll bet you $5 right now that you can't touch your elbow, touch your nose to your elbow.
I've never tried.
You'd have to be double-jointed shoulder and be able to pop your shoulder up.
I'm not double-jointed in the shoulder. I'm double-jointed in the elbow, though. I can twist my entire arm around.
God, now we're going to have another one of these displays. You know, the last time we had one of these discussions, we ended up with a... bunch of bananas in the room.
Yeah, that's right. We did, didn't we?
I can grab my own shoulder blade with my hand. Oh, ow.
Okay, that's really disgusting. You can stop
that. Hold on.
He's got bow-legged arms.
Now, he does this and he looks like my bulldog.
Right? He does.
You do. You look like my little English bulldog with your arms like that.
Hold on.
That's creepy.
Hold on. I'm trying to get over the point. I'm trying to avoid watching, seeing what he's doing there.
No.
But all I know...
Go show him. That's disgusting. That's really disgusting. You'll enjoy it.
I'm just commenting on the fact that...
That's about as bad as me taking my thumbs behind my hand. Yeah.
No, I'm just commenting on the fact that whatever he did over there, the Dungeon Master Buzz over here goes, ew.
Yeah.
Right?
You probably don't hear that very often.
Well, I don't generally see people bending their body parts the wrong way.
Yeah. That was creepy.
I haven't had that reaction in years.
Ew?
Yeah. Of course, I don't do that very often anymore these days.
All right, we're going to get people in here talking about the little...
I don't know. They're all sitting out on the patio, probably.
We don't need them.
Because I really don't have that many stories there. I was pulling up some other things to see there. Cause we
Okay, I don't want to talk about Tiger Woods.
No, I
really don't care who he's porking. I really don't.
I'm over it.
It is on television at least once an hour, every hour, 24 hours a day. I'm already sick of Tiger Woods.
I'm just glad this happened after Halloween, because there's no way I could have pulled off Tiger Woods without pulling a Ted Danson. So I'm glad that I did the H1N1 thing for Halloween instead of having to go as Tiger Woods and having Clayton go as my bitch.
Supposedly at some college football game, it was a Clemson game, they had some blonde woman chasing a tiger mascot with a golf club.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
It was a verklempt game? What?
Clemson.
Oh, verklempt. Yeah, same thing. That's pretty horrible.
Yeah, that really has kind of been dominating the news.
Yeah, I'm really sick of
it. I'll put it this way. I don't even have to read the news or anything like that. I get it all at work. I mean, a lot of this, I don't even have to log on to Yahoo News or CNN or anything. I don't even have to turn on the TV. I get firsthand reports of it all at work.
Yeah.
Because I got people at work that's all they want to do is complain about what's on the news.
Well, I have better things to do.
And I'm sitting there, I'm like, you know, I really have work I need to do. I don't need to hear this right now. And I could care less what your party affiliation is because I'm not in your party.
Yeah. Right.
And I really don't need to know who Tiger Woods has been stooping and what schloppus he's fallen into this week. I really don't
need to know. Which black hole is the black pole poking?
No, all those girls are white, so...
So again, it's still a vortex.
Oh yeah, you're right. It is still a vortex.
Okay. Are you guys trying to come in for a round table?
I guess.
Yeah, get in there and sit down.
Another town is trying to stop cruising. Truro in Nova Scotia wants to eliminate a favorite hookup spot for gay men.
Oh damn! What is George Michael gonna do now?
Right.
It's been a favorite pickup spot for guys from all over the Maritime provinces. They go and have a rendezvous, and then they go into the woods and do their thing.
Their thing.
That's how the mayor describes it. They're going to be closing the street to Wood Street.
Wood Street? That's funny.
Wow. You can't make this stuff
up. That's really a good double entendre.
Wood Street to the entrance of Victoria Park.
Oh, Lord, please.
Sure it's not Prince Albert?
No. It's Victoria.
No, it's Prince Albert.
So what we're saying is they discovered Victoria's secret little play space.
She's a man.
No, her little favorite little play space, Victoria's Secret, is out, okay? You can't go to Wood in the woods.
The vote they took meant the policy the gate will be lowered on Wood Street to make the area less accessible by vehicles after dark.
Do you think that's going to stop them?
They'll go through the gate.
I was going to say,
They'll just walk up there.
If it's chain link fence, who cares? Just poke it through and...
There you go.
Hope for a badger to walk by.
Or Wolverine.
Yeah, you just go, here, kitty, kitty.
I want to play.
Hey, I'd rather have a raccoon. They have opposable thumbs.
Like, ouch, you're a bad kitty.
Yeah, ouch. Trim your nails, bitch.
Lord.
Ouch.
Next.
A drag pageant out of Venezuela.
Oh, Lord.
They have some beautiful drag queens there.
Oh, but wait.
Oh, no.
There's more.
Much more.
Turned out the winner was actually a woman.
Oh. No, no.
No, but the breasts were real. The music swells, lights flash, and the contestants strut on stage, waving and blowing kisses, all wearing high heels, bikinis, and wide smiles. It is another beauty pageant in Venezuela, a self-styled beauty superpower, which worships physical perfection, has won two of the most recent Miss Universe titles. But this show in Caracas is different. Even from the back of the theater, you notice something striking about the contestants.
They all have bulges.
They are men.
And Adam's apples.
Large, chubby men. Welcome to the first Miss Fat Gay Venezuela.
It's Miss BBW.
Right.
A pageant with a new type of queen. The contestant of its first of its kind smashes taboos in a society that equates beauty with svelte, cosmetically enhanced women. We wanted to show that we too can be beautiful and sexy, said Alexander Armas, 50, an organizer whose rotund feature has earned him the nickname Compote. We're invaded by images of thin people. It's time for us to do something about it.
Okay, I have a question real quick. So where did Bubbles end up? Was he in the top five?
Ouch.
I love you, Bubbles. He's too hairy to get into that anyway.
Oh, Lord.
And there's no way he would shave his body for that, so...
By flaunting homosexuality, cross-dressing, and ample curves, the contestant embraces and subverts Venezuela's passion for pageants. Thousands of young women compete in contests every year. Winners go on to a beauty factory in Caracas, which grooms them for pageants with a severe regimen of dieting, exercise, and surgery.
Then what's the point of having a BBW pageant if they're going to turn them into...
Well, that's the other contest.
This is the anti...
Oh, okay.
The inaugural Miss Fat Gay contest...
Virgin...
Respect some conventions. There are evening gown, swimsuit, and talk of helping poor children.
but annihilates others. Celluloid spills from fabric, and the jokes are risque, and same-sex unions are celebrated.
I've seen Virgin in a dress. It's not pretty.
Then he didn't do it right.
Hell, pictures. I was able to pull off a dress.
There are pictures.
I've seen you in drag, Chris, and you actually look good. If you shaved your mustache and did full on drag, glamour drag, you could pass as a really pretty big girl.
Well, you got to see the one from last month I did with.
I got to see that.
He makes a kind of pretty nun.
Yeah. Look on that. No, in the black cocktail dress I wore last month.
Oh. Yeah, look in the after hours.
You
page,
could be Regina.
Page,
you could be Regina Dane's big sister.
I'm a plus size and I love my body and I have a great boyfriend who loves me fat. Says La Maracucha, a veteran drag queen.
That's a messed up name.
Hey, who needs a waterbed?
They're shady in the winter. They're shady in the summer and warm in the winter. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're going downhill fast.
Okay, and I want everybody to know that's listening, that was a big boy who was singing that. So.
That wasn't a big boy who made the comment about making a need a water bed.
No.
No, that wasn't. Really
I'm
the second skinniest person in the room.
Buzz is basically the straw you would use to fill up the water bed. That's how skinny he is. So come on.
What a hoser.
No. I may have some of the big men there speak to you at the meeting on Wednesday.
Don't have them speak. Just have them roll on him.
Smother him.
It'd be like the sandwich that Wendy's talked about in the 80s. Where's the beef? It's your big buns.
Where's the beef?
There are guys that would pay extra for that.
Right. Yes, yeah, there are. Go to Craigslist.com/chubbychaser.
I can't find much another word, chubby chaser.
All right, so
not many crushing people on there either.
Boo hiss, boo hiss.
Yeah, for some reason that story when I came across that it kind of interested me.
Are you planning on bringing a chapter here? I mean, what?
Or do you want to start a pageant now?
Who knows? Then again, you know, I also got intrigued by a thing I saw on there for a thing called Bacon Explosion.
Oh my god!
What? Oh no!
Oh Lord!
Any recipe that calls for 2 pounds of bacon and 2 pounds of sausage just screams at you?
Yeah. It screams, oh my God, my arteries!
Yeah. Well, I mean, Regina Dane is a big girl, and she's got a national title, a couple of national titles under her belt. So, you know, there's nothing to say with body size. And I'm glad they're celebrating bigger women. I'm tired of these Kate Moss-looking Paris Hilton wannabes.
So in a backstage dressing room, Alberto Rodriguez, 23, was squeezing into a bodysuit and morphing into Miss Lara, the name of his home state, with ruby lipstick, a wig, long nails, and a frock.
A frock?
What we need, another fag and a frock.
Right.
Oh, boo.
The hairstylist had traveled to the Capitol with his family. It was in the audience cheering him. I'm very proud of him because this is his dream. Look at him. He's gorgeous, his mother said.
but
wasn't too sure of having my mother or father at the event where I was I showed my mother the pictures.
Uh-huh, and?
She just kind of shook her head.
Not saying a word.
Yeah, my one sister-in-law said, you blonde? No.
No. You need to say brunette.
The strange thing is that all I have is a blonde beehive.
Oh, wig. Okay, we need to get you some wigs then. Jimmy, get some of Earthquake stuff for...
That was one of Eartha's dresses I was in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You need to get some of Eartha's wigs, too. Yeah,
that was the twisted part, was trying it on in his apartment before he got there. Because I almost got stuck in the one dress.
Jimmy's just shaking his head, yeah.
Well, because if I wouldn't have gotten out there, he would have come home with me in this large red tube. Like, can you help me out of here?
Oh. And I know what dress that is. That's when Eartha would do her divine impersonation. Yep. She'd wear the white wig, or she'd go totally bald and do her divine thing in that red dress from Pink Flamingos.
Oh. Yeah. But it was satin, and I was... It was like the fourth dress I tried on, and there was a little bit of sweat, and it was like sticking. It's like, get out of...
Oh, my.
It's a good thing you don't have a rubber fetish. You'd never be able to get in and out of those clothes.
Yeah, but after...
I can see you in a rubber tank. You'd never be able to get that thing back off. You get it on and say, screw it, I'm just going to wear it for the rest of my bury. Bury me in it. I can't get it off.
After a while, I'll lose enough weight from the...
No, actually, you won't. Oh. Trust me on that one. I actually had to get rid of a few of my rubber tops, my tank tops and shirts, because they... I literally could get them on and could not get them back off without two people helping me. So it's like, okay.
Next time, just put some silicone lube on a free foot.
No. Even if you lube or use talcum powder or anything, getting rubber clothes on and off is a nightmare. And then if you use talcum powder, you take off the like if you're wearing rubber pants or rubber shorts, mm-hmm. and you take them off, and you got all those chunks of talc that's gotten with your, and you look like you've got head cheese all over your legs. It's terrible.
You like bacon biscuits in there.
Yeah. Literally, yeah.
Yeah, I'll scare you here. I'll pull up the... There's a...
Told us this before, but we're in the middle of a live show.
There's a real good picture, close-up picture of me on Seattle.net.
Everybody write that down and go.
Seattle.net, then go to the Houston Clubs and go to Tony's Corner Pocket.
Hold on, I gotta see this.
And
I'm not sure.
That should be a good...
I'm not sure I want to.
That should be a good fundraiser for...
Oh, my God.
Okay, now I know I don't want to.
Okay, the Jackie O blue eyeshadow is too much.
Abby Normal helped me with the eyeshadow.
That explains a lot.
Oh, no.
Next time, have Blanche DeBris do your makeup. Then it'll look really disgusting.
Yeah.
It'll be disgustingly perfect. Blanche, if you're listening, you heard that.
Well, Regina was getting ready for her number. It was the only... We were kind of low on drag queens.
Yeah.
So now I was in this lovely little black cocktail. Everything else is from Jimmy's closet.
And you were
actually, the chair was from Jimmy's living room.
Yeah, I borrowed his chair for the prop. I was doing Pussy Tourette.
Which song?
If I Can't Sell
French,
It.
Oh, If I Can't Sell It, I can sit down on it?
Yeah.
Why should I give it away? Yeah. That's a good song.
Yeah, I used Jimmy's.
That's off of Pussy Tourette's first album, Hi-Fi.
The scary thing is I went and saw a video of her performing it.
Uh-huh. Isn't it great?
Nothing like I expected.
No. Pussy Tourette looks like my best friend growing up, buddy, in a wig. And the first time I saw Pussy Tourette in her French Bitch video, because they used to play that at P Street all the time, yeah. And at Heaven all the time, I saw that and I thought, oh my God, Buddy finally got a record deal. And I was like, he had to put on a dress to do it. But I mean, it even sounds like him because he was in choir. He was in choral in high school and it sounds just like him too. And I was like, but it's not him. But
well, the twisted part is there was a video taken of it.
Uh-huh. And
if it ever goes up onto YouTube, I'm going to send a thing to Pussy. Because if you go to her website, it shows not just her performances, but people who have staged her other skits of it.
Uh-huh.
Of her different songs. So I definitely have to link her to when we did I Think He's Gay for
that.
The Louis skit. Yeah.
Now, on her second album, they did a follow-up to I Think He's Gay called Dyke That You Are. And that's hysterical, too, because it's in the very classical. And she and Pussy's got the same soprano singer doing it. Debbie, what's her name? Mm-hmm. But it's funny as hell, too. It's just as funny as I Think He's Gay.
Yeah, they had a couple different performances of that one. So I got to send her a thing saying, hey, here's a bunch of fat guys doing it for you.
Wait, for those of you who want to see Pussy Tourette's videos, either go to her Pussy Tourette's website, or if you get the Men in Shorts DVDs, they always have two or three Pussy Tourette's music videos on there.
And she's on YouTube.
She's on YouTube as well. You can also get Pussy Tourette... Billy's Hollywood On-Screen Kiss, if you've ever seen that movie. Pussy Tourette has a cameo in that movie. She's wearing CD earrings, and they are her CDs. But in the extras, they actually have Pussy Tourette's, a couple of music videos Pussy Tourette did for the song, for the movie. Because they featured a lot of Pussy Tourette's music in that Billy's Hollywood On-Screen Kiss movie. Mm. So, I love Pussy Tourette. I think she's great. I've got all three of her albums. I'm waiting for the new one.
I wish we'd had the show of shows actually videotaped the year that I was with the Nomads and we did the Demented Skittles do Men in Tights.
Yeah, that was funny.
I'd love to send that to Mel Brooks.
No, that was videoed. Chris Brooks has it posted on his Yahoo list or YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube.
It's linked on the website. If you go to thelouisweekend.com and click on the videos from the skits, it's on there because it takes you to Chris's page, and he actually segregated and separated each one of the little clips.
Well, the pictures are there, but I've never seen the videotape.
Yeah,
I've never seen the video of it.
You have to go to YouTube on that.
Yeah.
Facebook page.
I would love to send that to Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks would probably just send you back a little email, say, I did it better in the movie.
You know. But you weren't nearly as colorful about it.
Yeah, it did look like Skittles. Somebody ate too many Skittles the night before and then drank too much vodka and puked all over the stage. It was that bad.
What do you got next, Chris?
Also, if you want to find out more about Louis Weekend, that we can talk about quite a bit on here, go to louisweekend.com.
That's L-U-E-Y, Louis.
Let us entertain you weekend. And you can register now online.
Online registration is open, yes.
Yes.
And you can check it out, see what we're all about. It's coming up in February, the third weekend in February.
18th through the 21st.
Get registered, get there. It's going to be a lot of fun this year.
Yes, and if you live in Harris County or any of the counties that touch Harris County, it's $15.
If you're outside of that, you're free.
And all weekend long, we provide the liquid as well as the solid sustenance.
We have lots of receptions.
Yes.
Food, breakfast, lunch, dinner. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
It's basically us and about 1,000 of our closest friends.
Yes. And it's basically a leather bear-oriented event. Leather, Levi, bear. You get about 1,000, 1,200 people from all over the country, 5 different countries, 48 states. It's a good time.
Better not be over 1,300 because that's all I ordered in pins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Register early. Arrive early. If you arrive late, we may run out of pins.
Ooh. No, we won't run out of pins this year.
Yeah, that's what we said last year, too.
No, last year we did actually run out of pins. I gave my pin up, so yes.
I didn't.
As part of the, and part of the round table, there's always two types of stories that warm the cockles of our heart.
Uh-oh. Oh, no, here we go.
One of them, of course, is a bestiality story.
But you're virgin out of it.
Wait, are we talking about that guy? Did he get caught with another horse?
No. I don't have a bestiality story this time.
Okay.
But I have a story of... What is that up my ass?
Ah.
Oh.
Is it another potato?
No. Nope, it gets better than that.
Eggplant? Oh.
Chinese man gets remote control stuck in bottom after drunk prank. I got to tell you this.
Dad, I can't find the remote.
I'm channel surfing with my butt.
But wait.
Why is the garage door doing that?
A Chinese student appears to have been the butt of a somewhat strange prank following a nasty incident with a remote control. 19-year-old Huang Chen mystified medics when he turned up drunk at Hunan Hengdang Hospital in Changsha, complaining of unexplained pain from his rear end. While being examined, the tipsy student turned over in bed and inadvertently changed the channel in the words television.
I knew it was channel surfing.
Astonishing x-rays, shown here, later revealed the teenager had a TV remote control lodged up his backside. In this picture here, it's up to the 5th vertebrae from the bottom. So they put him pretty well.
That was a pretty asinine prank.
Boo.
Yes. Is that what I think that is?
I wonder how much lube he had to use.
Was it a universal remote?
It's a possibility.
I just want to know, how drunk was he? Did he put it in there, or did one of his friends do it?
Or did he accidentally sit on it?
The police say it was part of a prank played on by flatmates on Chen when he collapsed after a boozy night out. We don't know what it was to start with. There was a little bit of blood, but he didn't say anything about a remote control. We couldn't quite believe it when we saw the x-ray, said medic Dr. Wei Lijing.
Okay, was it just a little TV remote, or it wasn't one of those big Comcast remotes?
No, this one almost looks like a small cell phone, really.
Damn.
Wow.
But thank God it wasn't a cell phone. He could have been dialing Russia.
Hello. Could have been dialing Sarah Palin.
Hi.
Well,
he'll be fine in time, but the remote control was a write-off.
Yeah, I had to turn off his mic because we had another phone call. He'll be fine in time, but the remote was a write-off.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of pathetic. Well, that's what you get for using that kind of manufacturing process. Because, you know, I dropped my Bluetooth in a glass of water the other day. It still works.
If you're not a current site, but it's user,
made in this country.
Well,
you know, if you drop it in water, you know, you put it in rice, it's supposed to help. I don't think there's a big enough bag of rice you can put that into.
Well, I think the problem is that rice is their main diet, so the remote controls are there used to rice. You can think something else.
But this was courtesy, of course, we have to get this from a British news source, the mirror.co.uk. Had this story. And like I said, they've got
I'll see what we can do.
Remote controls. They have two x-rays of this poor guy. And I don't know. It looks like that is up way too far in the body.
Yeah, it's way up there.
Yeah, but once you get past that second sphincter, your body's going to automatically, that sphincter's going to close. It's going to work its way up when you walk. So.
It's north of the hips.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So.
Jeez.
Are you sure he's just not birthing a flat screen?
I don't know. It's a weird kind of looking remote.
Yeah, it's like two vertebrae above the hip.
Damn.
Interesting ultrasound there.
Yeah, you may want to check it there. I'm not sure if
a boy or a girl. That's what I asked him when they removed my cyst.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that part's the interesting part, if that part hanging there is the interesting part.
Talk about fisting me for Christmas.
No, I know, right?
Stick your hand up there and change the channel, will you?
Turn over. The volume's not loud enough.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, hit the mute, damn.
Billy, can you get me the remote?
Oh, God. It's lost between the cushions.
Which cushions?
Exactly.
I'm just going to say sofa cushions. That's all I'm going to say.
What's next?
Doing an interesting story here.
George Michael has cut down to 7 joints a day.
His dealer's pissed. let's see. From places where they don't believe in Don't Ask, Don't Tell, a 21-year-old member of the 2nd Royal Tank Regiment in England has become one of the first British openly gay soldiers serving in Afghanistan. Since they don't have those little qualms over there.
Mm.
Not too bad looking.
No, it's kind of cute, actually.
21-year-old member, Trooper Ben Rakestro, who yesterday completed his operational tour of service in Helmand Province, Afghanistan, spoke with the press about coming out to his colleagues. That there, until 1999, it was illegal to be gay within the British Armed Forces. The government was forced to change the law as a result of the European Convention on Human Rights.
So, Dad, we need to get that here.
So he came out while he was in the service.
Yes.
Ah.
Okay.
Not cool. After he retired, he was in the service and he didn't get kicked out.
Yeah, unlike the U.S. service, where the minute you come out, it's a whole.
You're thrown out.
Yeah, you're thrown out.
Dishonorable discharge. You lose all your benefits.
That's if they can prove you did anything.
Why is it that 30 years ago the U.S. led the world in human rights and civil rights, and now we're trailing the world?
Yeah, we're backwards.
Because we're backwards.
I guess we taught them too well and forgot to teach ourselves.
Yeah. Something like that.
It's because we don't practice what we preach.
Hello.
Mr. Rakestro, who adorns his sleeping areas with pictures of Hollywood actor Zac Efron, said, I get banter from my fellow soldiers all the time, but it's good banter. They all know about my life. They ask a lot of questions, you can imagine. I don't find it too hard to talk
about. Jimmy, I'm with you on that one.
They come to him one at a time.
Yeah. Take a number, babe. There's a line around that tent.
Yes, and when you answer the question, please step very close to the microphone.
Sounds like Jimmy at Louis.
Wait a minute. This isn't the pincher maneuver I heard of in war college?
There's no pool table involved.
Or ice truck.
Why are you yelling Blitzkrieg? Uganda has done something nice. They originally were going to pass a law that was going to give the death penalty to homosexuals. They've decided now to only give you life imprisonment.
Oh,
is that's all?
How sweet of them.
Well, yeah, I heard about that. It was. I was really upset when I saw that article.
Well, honestly, when you get enough of them in there, they can turn that jail into a great club.
Right.
Well, that's what I thought when I saw the first pictures out of Abu Ghraib. I thought, you know, what gay porn was making, gay porn directors making this movie? Then
Chi Chi LaRue.
I said, that was the first thing that popped in my head. Is this previews of a Chi Chi LaRue movie? No, this is a U.S. Army video.
Hey, but at least they're not doing the death penalty. It's one. I mean, they are making some minor progress.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot of outcry with it because, you know, and basically it was all these American evangelicals who were kind of pushing them towards the idea of doing it, and then all of a sudden, you know, they did it, and it's like,
oh, the
they're
backlash.
Getting a lot of crap.
And what's really bad about it is, if you're a family member and haven't reported, you're
considered as guilty. Yeah.
You're considered as guilty, and you will be sentenced to a 7-year jail term.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's a bunch of crap.
And if you are a landlord and rent to somebody that's a homosexual. Same thing. You will be considered guilty and 7-year jail term.
Unfortunately, a part of that comes from the because of the larger instances of HIV/AIDS in Africa, and so there's a lot of that the evangelicals were using to stir it.
It's called panic politics.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it was a lot of unfortunately, it was a lot of evangelicals and.
Well, see, the thing that I don't understand is in that country, the majority of the people with HIV and contracting it are heterosexual, not homosexual.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I think that's a lame excuse to use.
I think
that they're trying to cut down on HIV, the spread of HIV.
I think what thrust it into the forefront in American media was the fact that the minister who gave the prayer of invocation at President Obama's inauguration actually came out in support of that legislation.
Yeah, that, and then Rick Warren was shown to be in support of it, then he kind of backed away, and several members of Congress who were part of an organization called The Family was a part of that, and Rachel Maddow has highlighted The Family recently, and so she really took a lot of
heat.
Well, no, she was very adamant. She pushed the story a lot. So she didn't take the heat. She gave the heat.
Yeah, but I like Rachel Maddow, but she's family.
Yeah.
She makes no bones about being a lesbian, and that's what I like about her.
The problem with this is that anybody in the U.S. who has supported it is going to feel, if they haven't already, the backlash from that support.
I mean, even Rick Warren kind of backpedaled a little.
It doesn't matter whether you're gay or straight or believe that homosexuality is a sin or not, but the fact that they're even targeting landlords and family members, that's just going too far.
It's guilt by association.
Yeah, and I can't believe that the Christian right wing would endorse that, but then again, it doesn't surprise me that they do.
No, it doesn't.
But now all of a sudden they're getting backlash. Oh, no, we didn't mean it. Yeah, right. Yeah, you did mean it. Practice what you preach.
Hey, okay, you want to actually promote the death penalty because that's what it says in the Bible? Well, it says that you can stone a woman for having sex with a man other than her husband. You can stone a child refusing to obey their parent.
Just stand out in front of a Red Lobster and smack anybody who comes out the door.
There you go.
Yeah.
Grab your stones and stand outside a Red Lobster and start heaving the minute somebody walks out the door.
Anybody who eat, well, I'll eat there, but I don't eat seafood. I would have the steak, but...
Go out for a Walmart here when he's wearing a collie pot and blend.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It should be anyway, but...
Yes. Anybody who eats meat on a Friday. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Kind of wrap up here with a kind of a sadder story.
That
on
includes
this.
Vienna sausages.
Yes.
Possible hate crime in Terlinga, Texas. Possible hate crime of, they posted earlier, about a 19-year-old man whose name is being withheld was kidnapped and repeatedly sexually assaulted by two men before his car was set on fire in the Texas ghost town of Terlinga on Sunday. It was unclear whether the victim was gay, but two other news outlets are reporting the victim was 18, not 19. 28-year-old Christopher Buchanan and 46-year-old Daniel Martinez are in jail for the attack. Apparently, the Dallas Voice reported that they're unable to confirm the rumors of the sexual assault involved the victim being sodomized with a tire iron. Mm. According to media reports, the victim met two suspects at a boathouse bar in Terlinga, ghost town, near the Texas-Mexico border and the Big Bend National Forest. Suspects repeatedly hit the teen over the back of the head and kidnapped him, drove him in his own car to a remote location in South Brewster County before sexually assaulting him and burning his car. They took him to a private residence where they again sexually assaulted him before he managed to escape.
The victim crossed 3 miles of harsh desert terrain on foot to a highway where he was eventually found by a sheriff's deputy.
I think what they ought to do to those two guys is the same thing they did to him. Take him out of the desert, rape both of those guys, sexually abuse them for 5 or 6 hours, and then make them walk home.
Either that or just bury them up to their neck in sand and pour honey on their head.
But, oh, yeah. That's too Jackie Chan.
We'll keep a. I'm going to keep an eye out on that. That was a fortunate.
Coat him with honey. Coat him with honey and tie him to a fire ant hill.
Yeah.
Yep. That's it.
But that was courtesy of Tola Road. Who right now their top story on TolaRoad.com is Anise Parker.
Awesome.
They've been covering it a lot. I also checked some of the other sites there. Strangely enough, Fox News has a bigger story about Anise Parker than CNN.
I'm not surprised.
They had
I'm not surprised either. I can imagine.
It's probably a very different slant.
Yeah,
too.
I was going to say right. It's probably a very.
I didn't click on the actual story to read what they said.
I think when you're going to find CNN is tomorrow because they're actually going to check their facts before they put it on the air, unlike Fox.
Well, actually, CNN, yeah. The way their story was written, the little headline they had was basically going to take you a link to Channel 11.
I was actually watching Fox News during the returns from the election.
Mm-hmm.
Just before the precinct started reporting, they went to the Locke campaign party headquarters, and there were like maybe a dozen people there, and they said, okay, and now we're going to go to the Anise Parker party. Oh, I'm sorry, we can't do that. We'll get that for you later.
Yeah, they kept having trouble with their signal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The microwave signal.
Yeah. We can't get that for you right now. We'll get that for you later.
Oh, that is...
I went to Channel 13. They had it.
No, that is the answer. Fox News, they can't broadcast within the Montrose. Perfect.
No, they had a live remote outside South Beach.
Yeah.
They had a live shot outside South Beach.
I was cheering.
Yeah, they had Ray
and
Hill.
And they did a story on...
They had Ray Hill on standby in front of the mining company.
Yeah.
They didn't have much choice. He was there anyway.
Yeah.
But
there's a camera in the Montrose. He showed up.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
The way the weather was tonight...
He was on Channel 11. He was on Channel 11 at the studio.
For about 15 minutes.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, he's just upset someone else is called some other homosexuals with using the title mayor, except this one earned it.
Oh!
Boo!
Good night, kids!
Hey, we know another mayor of Montrose, don't we?
Right?
Lives in San Antonio now.
But we're coming here to the top of the hour, so we've got our end of show music we do during December here. Coming to Aries Zydeco Pasale, followed up by Red Eye Special. As part of the tradition we've done here in December when we play Christmas songs, is we always try and end the show with Melissa Etheridge as a kind of a wish we have. And as we said last week when we played it, sadly it's a song we were hoping we'd get to stop playing here soon, and looks like we'll be playing it for another couple of years at least. So as we end now with Melissa Etheridge. I don't know exactly what the title of the song is.
War is over.
War is over. Christmas
Happy
song.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, war is over. We'll be back next week. This is After Hours, KPFT Houston.
This is Christmas. So what have you done? Another year over. And a new one's begun.
What's it like?
What's it like?
It's lonely.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.